welcome to the first episode of 2024 for Hollywolves. This is your host, Matt.
And I am the one doing the bending.
Oh, oh God damn it.
What?
Oh, okay. Yes, Michael is doing the bending, apparently. Which is actually not wrong, teehee.
Not trying to be in my business.
We have a pretty interesting show for you all. Like, 2024 has just started.
And it has...
Honestly, this is probably the most whack... This is one of the wackiest starts to a year that I've seen in recent years. And yes, we've got a lot of wacky things go down, but this year has been a doozy.
Nothing that's happened has been on my bingo card for this year. Nothing. And it's only the first 2 months, which is scary because that's like a whole nother, 8 months ahead of us. No, 10 months ahead of us.
Yeah, I was going to say 10 months? Oh, God. We're only halfway through February, or almost halfway through February.
Black History Month, y'all.
Gotta love it. One of my favorite months of the year. But before we get into things, Michael, what are you watching?
You know what I'm watching. Why do you even ask that?
What? Whoa.
You know what I'm watching.
Oh,
I'm watching Shameless.
Why?
I am doing a full-on watch through of all 11 seasons of Shameless. That is my, every year I usually try to find a new show that I never watched or really came out and just completely binge it. And this is the one for this year.
Are you enjoying Shameless?
I'm having complex feelings about Shameless.
Oh, okay. that means you like it, but it's problematic.
The things that are problematic, I don't like. The things that I do like aren't problematic. The show itself is a celebration of whiteness. And that's why I have to like get my mind to just accept watching this show.
Yeah, as trash as like the Gallaghers are and everything, it's still a celebration of whiteness.
It literally is all about the American dream and how to do the most fucked up ways to get there. But I think another thing about that show is the fact that it's done in Chicago, even though the locations are always sketchy.
Yeah, because you'll see them running through the neighborhood and you'd be like, what effing neighborhood is this? Because I've never seen this shit.
And if it's like, y'all would never be here in real life. Most of the places they be going to, they wouldn't live there.
They wouldn't.
Like, black people are, like, a lot of times they say 86th Street. I'm like, 86th Street? There are no white people in 86th Street.
Yeah, 86 and what?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, it can't be nothing, honestly.
I mean,
east to west, there are no white people probably there.
Well, west probably.
86, huh, let me think. You know what? Yeah, you're probably right. If probably like, what's that, Oaklawn area?
It's like Oaklawn, Auburn.
Right.
Yeah, Auburn, Gresham, like, yeah, like, Wrightwood, that's that area, because my sister used to stay out that way, and when I stayed with her, there were a few white people out that way.
That is so weird. But yeah, like, a lot of locations they be having on the show, I'd be questioning, like, how do you get from there to there? Like, they go to the lake a lot, and they don't have a car, so I'm like, it's like, I don't know, it's kind of like the same thing that happens with the Bear. They do a lot of, like, jumping around the city real quickly, and I'm like, that's not how Chicago works. Like, Chicago's big. You can't just hop and skip to one place to the next place.
Yeah, you really can't. Especially, like, as long as it takes to get to certain places on, like, public transportation.
Man.
Much less a car.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Because, yeah, you don't ever see them, like, hopping on the E-way anywhere. You don't see them on, like, buses or trains and everything like that a whole lot either.
Yeah, when they're on the train, usually you're only on the train downtown. They never see them on a train anywhere else in Chicago. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, like, go to 63rd and Cottage Grove.
They did have one scene where she was on 47th and the Green Line once.
Mm-hmm.
And I peeped that, 'cause I know the store that she was next to. But other than that, like, it's always weird the locations they pick. Because I'm like, the people that, like, the neighborhoods that they're in don't have a high population of white people doing the stuff that they're doing.
I mean, that's probably on purpose.
Yeah, I think it's definitely purposeful. But yeah, I'm having a time watching. I'm trying to, like, I think part of it is morbid curiosity because, like, I've heard people talk about this show for years, especially white gay men love this show to death.
Huh.
They go so hard for this show. And I'm like, what is this so great about this show?
And then you see all the white men and everything that they love. So,
and I'm like, oh, it's starting to make more sense now.
Yeah.
It's very white centric, and the black characters on the show are usually either criminals or bad people, except that one black dude. that was a firefighter. He was cool. But everybody else in the show is black, usually is a criminal, ex-con, or anti-black, like Veronica, who I can't stand her now.
Damn.
Let's see. What else am I watching? It's not that. I'm watching Delicious in Dungeon because of my boyfriend. I know he's listening to this. So shout out to Bernardo.
Aw, you love him.
I do, because I would never watch this show otherwise.
That's funny.
Because it's like, it's really silly. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole premise of the show is like, okay, the main character, his sister, well, they were going to a dungeon to go dungeoning, I guess. And she got eaten by a dragon. And the whole point now is for them to try to figure out how to get her out of the dragon before he digests her. So they're going back into the dungeon to go down there. So the whole thing is like they're trying to like get back to the first level or the deepest level. But of course, when you go dungeoning, you get hungry. So if you don't have any money for food, what are you going to do when you're in the dungeon?
Oh, Lord.
So they decide to eat monsters.
It's okay. So
silly.
It sounds silly.
But I believe Studio Trigger is doing it, so that's another reason why I'm watching it.
Okay, see, you didn't say that at first. Now I have to watch it.
But it doesn't have the usual Studio Trigger look to it.
Oh.
Like, it looks... Is it Trigger or MAPPA? I want to make sure I'm using the right one. It's one of those studios that's doing it. Is it MAPPA or is it
Well, Trigger? I mean, because usually with Trigger and everything, like, they don't necessarily have to have a certain style, but there's got to be a certain amount of wackiness to it.
Oh, it has lots of wackiness to it. And it's weirdly gory and graphic, too.
Because,
like, the last episode, the little boy was, like, almost getting killed by a mimic in a treasure chest.
Oh. If it's Trigger, then I might, like, check it out.
Let me double check before I say that. Who's doing this? That's the writers and stuff. Where's Wikipedia when I need it the most? A small aside, do you know people Wikipedia were looking for money?
Wait, what?
Like they're asking for people to donate and stuff still?
Oh, yeah, they always do that. I'm just like, what are you talking about, Wikipedia? Like,
I just noticed that. I should give them $2 a month because I'm like, I do use this a lot. I'm not going to even lie.
I mean, that's fair and honorable of you. I'm not doing it.
I mean, you know, I'm not saying, yeah, go out there and give them money.
Because I'm just like, look, they're like, oh, well, we need money to keep the state running because we broke. Could you help us, please, with money? We want to give you the articles, but we need money. And it's like, y'all been needing money since, like, I was, like, a teenager. Yeah, what is going on?
They never have enough money. That's like every big corporate. Yep, Studio Trigger's doing it.
Oh, well, I'm watching it, then. Yeah, I got to watch it now. Like, Trigger, like...
I watch everything Trigger's done since... Let me think. I think I've watched everything since... Did Studio Trigger do Kill la Kill?
Yes, technically. Yeah. Trigger did do Kill la Kill.
Okay.
Because I think Kill la Kill was like one of the first things they did after after Gainax became Trigger.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, because like Gainax was like the thing that they were before, or I think it was a lot of people who were in Gainax
left and after, went to and
oh, Trigger. Or like either left or like became like Studio Trigger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, something that I forget the details of that, but I think it was like something like that. Either like all the Gainax people either kind of merged into Trigger or they started Trigger. It's one of the two.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've watched everything they've done and I've enjoyed all of it, especially animations. I love the animation style. It's very specific and like unique to them.
Oh yeah. I would say most of the things that like Gainax Studio Trigger has done is like really good, because that's Gurren Lagann, that's yep. Kill la Kill, that's Panty and Stocking.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Panty and Stocking.
That is, I'm pretty sure that's Little. I think that's Little Witch Academia.
Yes, it's definitely Little Witch Academia. And also, the cyberpunk movie, cyberpunk show.
Oh right, that is them.
Yep,
that's Space Patrol Luluco. That's
Promare.
Oh yeah, Promare.
That was so good.
No, I don't think that's Redline. Space Dandy is also, yes, I think, a part of that too.
I believe that's true.
So yeah, they've done a lot of like good things. I think they're supposed to come out more. So
hopefully they're getting paid right.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you're watching?
Well, I'm sort of watching The Challenge. I'm very upset this episode. They did my boy Bogus.
I think we might just have to like give up on The Challenge at this point.
I can't. I'm so far. This is what, 20 years?
Yeah, and
it's
like
hard to go. It's hard to say goodbye to something like this. It's an institution at this
point. Yeah, but the last 5 years have kind of not been great.
That's true. You are right. But I'm so locked in, where it's hard for me not to watch it.
I mean, I guess you got it. You can just keep me informed.
Yeah, you know what? I'll give you the cliff notes when stuff's happening.
Yeah, because like don't nothing exciting happen and everything. Like I was super jazzed when they teased Cara Maria this whole season, and then
flippity flop.
She had that crusty bitch Michelle in her clutches.
She did,
and didn't do shit.
She completely flopped. They built her up the whole season about, oh, she's a real badass, old man. You don't want to be in there with Cara Maria.
And then Cara Maria get there and she's like, I don't like how you're bullying, so I'm going to bully you. And didn't do any goddamn thing. And man, it's just like, Cara Maria, you are not the competitor that they built you up to be. I've seen you in challenges. You are pretty face. Yes, you are good at being conniving and everything like that, but you do not have the strength that you think you do.
Yeah.
You're not Laurel. You're not like, you're not Alex. Nicole. You're not like these strong people and everything that.
I think she only won like one season of the show, I think.
What?
Of the channel. I think she only won like one.
She's won like one or two.
Yeah, but it's not like a whole bunch. Like she's not like up there with like Johnny Bananas or anybody.
Yeah, she's like you're no Johnny Bananas, you're no CT, you're no
CT did what needs to be done. I'm glad CT came there and did not disappoint.
Well, I mean the CT.
Yeah.
Like at least CT has a reputation and everything.
He does.
That precedes him, and he does the things that he needs to do. I still
does
think that about
include that. Punching people in the face?
Okay, that's your man. He's punching people in the face when you were starting to watch The Real World.
You try to go all the way back. I actually own that season on bootleg DVDs.
Look, he poor little boy, he's like, wait!
He punched Adam twice. I'm so sad for Adam. He had the worst time on these shows. All of a sudden, some white man comes and punches him in the face.
And he punched him in the face like two separate challenges, too. And they kept bringing CT back.
Yeah. The producers were ass back in. They're like, they probably like, oh, this is good. This is good TV.
I'm like, yeah, you got to go home. But damn, that was great to get on camera.
Man, I think that the producers back in the day just didn't give up no type of fuck. They wanted all the footage.
They did.
Because that's back when they let stuff like Snooki get punched in the face on TV.
Bro. Core memory.
Like, that was rough.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jersey Shore, no. I'm watching that too now because Sammy Sweetheart's back.
It doesn't feel the same without Ron being there.
Oh, he's coming back too this season.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, they're going to have a whole confrontation and everything.
Oh,
that's
my
why I'm locked in.
See, now I could probably tune in because
exactly.
I'm like, look.
It's everybody's back.
That's so weird. I'm mad.
I mean, everybody had to get their stuff together, too, because some of them was on, like, drugs and stuff and had, like, problems with the law and stuff, so it did.
I mean, that's kind of, I mean, without the drugs and everything, but some people are still kind of having trouble, aren't they?
I think so. But, yeah, I'm watching this new season. The first episode wasn't about nothing, but I'm just waiting for Ron to come.
Well, good luck with that. You got to let me know how it is, and if I like she even try and tune in.
I'm also watching Married to Medicine and Potomac Housewives because
you're watching that.
I have to.
You're watching that.
Your girl on the other one.
What, my girl who?
Robin Dixon, your fave. Whoa, your wife.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And what's the other girl that you like?
Who?
Not Katie. What's that girl's name? I can't think of it. It's right. Ashley. There we go. You like Ashley, too.
Ashley just got a big forehead.
What does that even mean?
I like girls with big foreheads.
She just got a big forehead. I have never heard somebody say, you know what? I look up a woman and see what she got? A big-ass dog.
Look, she got a nice five head, okay? And she's pretty.
What is that? What does that even mean?
That means she got a big forehead, and I like it.
That is the most odd thing to have a preference for.
I mean, yeah, she's like cute and all, but like, I mean, I don't know. Ashley's stupid, like, and she don't need to be stupid
she
either.
She is. She is so obnoxious. They brought Phaedra from Real Housewives of Atlanta on to Married to Medicine for some strange reason.
That's a soft launch her back into
not soft.
Back to Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's a soft launch.
Speaking of Atlanta, I know I'm jumping around a lot. So I was watching the last season of Huntsville.
Oh, Lord.
And they brought up the fact that what's that man? The Martell and Sheree were together. They thought that was a publicity stunt for both of them to have a storyline on their individual shows.
That's stupid.
I don't know how true that is, but I could see that being a thing because both of them are boring by themselves.
I mean, well, going back to the challenge, what about that weird rumor that, like, CT was dating Phaedra?
What? You didn't see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, man. It has been all over the place. What? Like, because there was, like, this one thing of, like, it was some reality show where, like, Phaedra was, like, was standing in front of CT.
What? I heard nothing of this.
I can't believe you didn't hear it. You're the Chronically Online person.
Okay. First of all, you're Chronically Online too.
Yeah, but you are more than me.
I'm more than you?
Yeah.
Wow.
How did you not hear about that?
I did not hear anything about any of this from no one. And I follow people who strictly watch this stuff and talk about this stuff. So not on TikTok, Twitter, or Facebook. Have anybody said anything about CT and Phaedra being together?
I don't think they're necessarily together, but that was a rumor. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding
that
me.
That is the most odd combination of two people I've ever heard.
And honestly, I'm kind of here for
it. Of course you are. You like chaos and confusion.
It'd be the weirdest thing ever, but
I don't even know if Phaedra even like black. I mean, not, I don't know if she even likes white men, though.
She probably don't, but like, it'd be funny as hell if the shit happened.
That would be so outside the box. Wow, Phaedra and CT. That's different.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if anything else I'm watching. I think that's it, because they're not really on right now.
Yeah, that is true.
A lot of the shows I used to love like went off the air or they are no longer on streaming. I'm looking forward to Love is Blind next season.
Oh, Lord.
Next week, Valentine's Day.
Oh, God. And they knew what they were doing, too. They were like, man, you couples are, like, after you get back from your date and you get done blinking each other.
No, see, you got it all wrong. Are you alone on Valentine's Day? Well, ooh, watch this show.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Watch other people fall in love to make you feel even more like a loser.
Yes.
Loser.
Yes.
You're alone on Valentine's Day. You got to watch these goofballs fall in love. Where's your partner, bozo?
Yikes. They want you to live vicariously through these people that you don't know on this show.
That's also like another thing. They're like, oh, I wish I had somebody love. Maybe I could just watch Love is Blind so I can feel better about my love life.
Exactly. They are masterminds at that place.
Now we gotta watch Nick and Vanessa Lachey terrorize another like 20-something couples.
Yeah, pretty much. So I will be seated.
God,
I think that's all I'm watching. What you watching besides Grey's Anatomy?
Whoa!
Watching one of Sean's worst shows.
Yes, I am watching Degrassi, but with doctors.
You watching Sean's worst show?
That's not her worst show.
It is.
It's still on the air.
That don't mean it's not bad.
Damn, you not wrong. The funny thing about Grey's Anatomy is like every episode follows like it goes in like these like weird like hills and valleys and everything like that where some personal is going on with the characters. Like Meredith does her little like fuck ass monologue. I'm Meredith and things happen on shows, but also things happen in our personal lives as well. And when they happen to each other, things are weird. Or are they? it always just kind of sounds like that. And then there's some stuff going on in hospitals, wacky hijinks and everything. And, ooh, it's an adventure. And somebody's, like, yelling at somebody. And then there's always, like, some freak medical emergency.
I love that.
Somebody dies and somebody lives and then somebody feels inspired. I just made it to season 6. I took a small break and then I got back to it because I was like I had to see it. And everybody and all my constituents on Facebook was like, man, you gotta watch it. You gotta get to the end of season 5. And I was like, why? And then come to find out, my heart was torn out of my chest when George the Goat O'Malley,
oh yeah,
died. I was like, what?
Yeah, forgot about that.
When he died, I was like, okay, this sucks. I can't believe that happened. But
don't worry, there's more to come.
Oh God, it's always more. Izzy got cancer, I didn't care. I was like, okay, you
damn.
Deny it. Look, I don't like Isabel Stevens. She can choke.
He said, I don't care about Katherine Heigl's character.
I like Katherine Heigl. Isabel Stevens is a bozo. She's a bird.
We can't use that word for white people.
Damn, you're right. We still gotta find. We still gotta find out what
the search is on.
Right. If y'all know what the white equivalent to being a bird is, I will happily accept.
Yes, just send us some suggestions.
Yeah, send us an email or something like that because I'm trying to figure that out. I need to know what the white version of a bird is.
It's gotta be out there.
And if you don't know what a bird is, this ain't for you.
Right. go on Urban Dictionary and see the whatever they got typed up on there.
Let's see. Other than Grey's Anatomy, I mostly just been watching stuff on YouTube. There was like this anime I was watching with my partner that her friend's daughter like introduced us to, called it's like Summer Rendering something. It's a very interesting one.
That voice high that you just got is not very, I don't know about that.
So basically it starts off with like this young man and everything. He like grows up as like an orphan on this island with like all these people and stuff like that, and then he goes away for like 2 years and he comes back to the island because one of his friends had passed away, and like there's all this like weird stuff going on. So he like gets to like the funeral, like all these people are crying and everything like that. He's like with one of his other friends that he grew up in a house with, and they like go in the woods because she's like telling him this story about like how the stuff went down. Didn't tell him, like, you know, her, like her and the other like girl that he was friends with, that he grew up with, like saw like some ghostly figure or something like that, and the ghostly figure is probably responsible for like the girl's death. And then like they go into the woods or something like that because they see the ghostly figure and they chase after it like some bozos. And all of a sudden, like, the ghostly figure appears and it turns into, like, his friend, like, as a doppelganger or something. Shoots both of them.
What is this show?
And then he, like, wakes up again, like, right. And so, like, and after he gets shot and everything, he kind of, like, rewinds back to when he first sets foot on the island again.
Okay, so it's one of those, what is that term called for those type of show where you keep going back in time over and over again?
I don't know.
I know there's a term for it. I don't want to say
there. It, yeah, because it's not like an isekai or anything like that. It's something weird, but it reminded me of one of my favorite games right now. So I was like, oh, this is just like,
oh my god!
I was like, oh, I'm in there.
You have got to let that game and that white woman go.
Celine Vassos is my goat. uncultured piece of crap.
Oh my god, you have got to let that
I'm
game
not,
go.
I'm not. I'm never letting Returnal go.
Oh,
what are you talking
god,
about?
You have got to let that game go. You beat it already.
I haven't. I still haven't unlocked all the weapon things.
Oh,
plus,
god.
I gotta do the DLC. I haven't done that yet.
Oh my god. Why have you done it yet?
Because I haven't wanted to.
Oh my
stupid.
God. You are so annoying.
Kind of like Returnal.
Oh my god, you've got to find a different reference besides Returnal.
I mean, it's kind of like Returnal, because technically every time he died, he started from the beginning.
Oh,
so I was like,
god,
damn, this is crazy. It's just like that.
Oh my god.
I was crying laughing.
You are so obnoxious.
But other than that, yeah, I've mostly just been watching Grey's Anatomy.
You're talking about me with Shameless. You watching Shonda's most weak show she's ever written.
That's because you never watched it.
What, Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
That's false. I did watch that show. I watched it when it came out originally.
Oh, well then, like, why would you say that?
Because I know it's still a wash.
I don't know, man. 19 seasons ain't a wash. Well, that's not true, because The Simpsons have been...
Uh-huh.
And they've been asked
Walk
for...
Walk that back, please.
Yeah, they've been kind of asked for a while.
They've been asked since the movie came out.
Oof. You know what? You're right. That is the true decline of The Simpsons.
That
since
was
2008.
The Kevin event.
Ever since 2008, 2009, yeah.
Simpsons ain't been on shit since then. Now, 90s and early 2000s Simpsons? Peak.
Look.
Peak.
Yeah, you couldn't get no better than that.
Like, you don't even they don't even reference nothing now after that movie, really. Like, we don't see any memes of stuff after that movie, really.
Yeah. It's like, why now? Why not 20 years ago? I love that meme.
Oh, God. Simpsons references. That's what you sent me. We sent the chat about the Bori Borealis, but it was Dragon Ball. That sent me into orbit.
Look,
I'm like, this is next level Simpsons shit posting I was not ready for.
Oh, they Simpsons Bort posting, which is now
Bort posting.
Yeah, like that's like the premier like shit posting group for the Simpsons. They have been doing a pretty damn good job with like the beats, because like now they like all the weeaboos and stuff have caught on to it.
Oh god.
And then when I saw that, I was like, he's like, good lord, what is happening up there with the spirit bomb? I was like, really? That was,
oh god, that's too funny.
That was the stupidest thing ever. But yeah, other than Grey's Anatomy, I am not watching anything.
Okay.
But I
suggest you watch How to Get Away with Murder, personally.
Okay, I'm gonna watch.
I believe that's like her best show.
Oh, not Scandal?
Scandal week.
Damn.
schedule is weak.
What? You mean I don't get to watch Kerry Washington's interracial relationship with the president?
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
That's like the whole scandal, stupid.
Oh, yeah. I never watched Scandal. I watched one episode. I was like, I'm not watching this.
That's fair. I mean, I'll watch How to Get Away with Murder. I think people will be excited for me to talk about that.
Yeah, that show's great. That show did not have a bad season. That show went from start to finish good. Probably because it ended quick, too. The only thing I like about the show is probably the ending. I didn't like that much. Mm, okay. But other than that show was great. They was getting down.
All right. I think we blabbled on enough.
We actually did, yeah.
So let's get into the show. I think first thing we can sit there start off is all these Oscar noms.
I mean,
or lack thereof.
Yeah, your girl didn't get her best actress.
My girl.
Your girl Margot Robbie.
I like Margot Robbie, but she ain't my girl.
Your girl Margot Robbie. She didn't get it. Or your homegirl Greta Gerwig. She didn't get her best director.
Okay, Greta Gerwig not getting it for best director is a little weird. I think Barbie was a brilliantly directed movie, especially with like all the work that got put into it. I feel like Greta Gerwig deserved the nomination. Margot Robbie, not so much.
Y'all are all peeled if y'all think she don't deserve at least a nomination for Barbie.
I mean, I think she should be up there and everything. I don't think she should win Best Actress.
I mean, I would be okay if she didn't win, but I think she should have got nominated. If they gonna nominate Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
His character was not that great. I'm just gonna be frank.
I really enjoyed Ken and Barbie.
He was literally just there as a plot device for Barbie's character development. All he was.
Yeah, that was the point.
Exactly. So why is a plot device getting more accolades than a person that's actually movies about? That makes no sense.
I mean, yeah, and it was kind of ironic because that's honestly what Barbie was about, too.
Literally what Barbie was about. And they just reinforced the stuff they were talking about that movie with they feminist one-on-one speak.
But I think the funny thing is that also, like, but it almost kind of overshadows, like, America Ferrera getting, like, nominated for Best Supporting Actress. Because
I don't think in the game, I think we can have, I think both things can be true.
Well, I mean, both things can be true.
I think that she deserves to be nominated for Best Supporting Actress. And also, I think having Ryan Gosling nominated and not Margot is just weird.
That is a little weird. I will say that. Like, she should at least been nominated. And so it's weird that she wasn't.
Like, it just felt like it's an oversight.
Especially with how big Barbie was last year, too. Like, the whole Barbenheimer craze. Like, that was a whole moment. And a lot of it probably wouldn't have happened if, like, Margot Robbie. Yeah. Now that you say it and everything, because think about who they originally wanted for Barbie.
Who they originally wanted for Barbie?
Amy Schumer. Yeah, that movie would have fucking flopped.
Floppity flop. She does not have the charisma for that.
She ain't even that pretty for Barbie, to be honest.
Oh, okay, now it's coming back. I remember she was campaigning to do a Barbie movie. Now it's coming back to me. She's going to do this whole subversive, chubby Barbie thing. I remember. It's coming back to me now. Nobody's like, nah, we don't want that. And not because we don't want a chubby Barbie, because there were Barbies that weren't the conventionally attractive ones in the movie. But Amy's not the person, not the vessel for that message, though.
Yeah, like, first, like, honestly, I wouldn't have watched it and everything. Like, even before, like, all the pro-Israel stuff and everything. I still probably wouldn't watch no Amy Schumer and Barbie movie.
Before the pro-Israel stuff, she was already somebody I just didn't care for anyway, so.
Like, Margot Robbie being, like, Barbie is probably, like, one of the bigger reasons why Barbie, like, happened to begin with. So, I'm just, yeah, it is weird that she's there.
I feel like she's the driving force behind the whole movement of that whole thing being a thing. Because part of the whole, like, getting nominated for awards and stuff is campaigning. Campaigning for your role is, like, half the battle.
Yeah.
You have to be visible and present at all these press events and press junkets and events and stuff all throughout the year. She was everywhere.
She was.
There were literally, every day was a new picture of her new Barbie-inspired outfit she was wearing to whatever press event she was going to.
Right.
And I didn't see Ryan Gosling out there like that.
He's Ryan Gosling.
I don't like that. He did half the work that she did.
But as far as promoting, yeah. Like, I think he did a pretty good job acting in the movie.
Yeah, he was cool, I guess. I mean, he did great for what his role required. I'll put it like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he did great for what his role required and everything. Because I remember when, like, the whole thing's, like, first coming out and everything for, like, Barbie and stuff. Like, that, like, first, like, press image for Ken.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, Ryan Gosling? I was like, this is.
It looks weird because his hair looked weird.
Yeah. And then I saw the movie and I was like, oh, okay. Like, it kind of makes sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the whole Oscar stuff is like weird too, because it's basically just like, is Oppenheimer gonna win, or is it's gonna be Barbenheimer 2, Electric Boogaloo, and everything for the fucking God. Oscars.
God, the Christopher Nolan fandom is so obnoxious.
I can see Oppenheimer winning for, like,
I can definitely see it winning a lot of awards.
Like, yeah, best cinematography, probably. Like, if Barbie doesn't get anything for, like, set design or costume design, I don't think Barbie got nominated for, like, costume design, which is, like, it didn't get nominated for something, which it should have got nominated for, which is really weird.
Yeah.
The
foreign press are fucking up, pretty much, because whatever they were doing when it came to these nominations, some of these are just a little questionable.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, I think this role is definitely something that should have been way more celebrated as far as the actual, like, award season for her versus what's happening now.
Yeah.
I did see an interesting point somebody made, that you could do all of the pony song and dance show all throughout the year and be the like complete archetype of what people want and still not get awarded awards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, huh. That's actually kind of relevant to what we're going to talk about later.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just been a weird... Everything is just weird.
Everything is backwards.
It is. Speaking of backwards, actually, that is kind of funny given what happened in that movie. The Flash cameos weren't approved by the Christopher Reeves family.
Yikes, you know I stand Christopher Reeves.
Yeah, I told you it was trash.
I thought they saw it.
I hate you. I thought they saw it. You
I
know
did.
That-
I thought that, look, as a person that is like... of sound mind and judgment, my logical brain was like, of course they showed the Reeves this movie before they came out with it.
They didn't. I forgot
that Warner Brothers is ran by freaking rats on a wheel. That's yep. what I forgot.
And the biggest rat on that wheel is David Zaslav.
Oh, God.
I feel like he had a lot to do. Like, yeah. Honestly, because I read something somewhere where he said, like, The Flash was the best superhero movie he's seen.
He probably like, seen shit. Like, I enjoyed The Flash what it was, but, like, the best? No.
He don't know what the hell he's talking about.
It's just an enjoyable movie.
Is it?
I mean, you like some movies that are not all that great, like Ant-Man, the third one.
Okay, Quantumania was hype. I can't...
What was hype about it?
What?
What was hype about it?
Kang the Conqueror?
Okay, so you watched the whole movie for him to, like, not even do anything, really.
I mean... Look,
that last fight with him and what's his name?
Okay, that was ass.
That shit was weak as
that. Okay, that shit was garbage.
He got beat by some bugs.
Damn. Okay, never mind. any hoozer.
Like, The Flash was just a mid movie. It was mediocre.
It was mediocre.
Like, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't exceptional. It just had some cute parts.
Well, I would say the good parts about, like, The Flash and everything were good. Those were good.
Of course, most of that's Michael Keaton, because, I mean, it's Michael Keaton.
Yeah. Wait. I mean, well, yeah, Michael Keaton was, like, probably one of the
Well, for
parts.
You, was that, what's her face?
Oh, yeah,
for,
it was.
For you, it was Supergirl.
Oh, God.
And she was great at Supergirl. I like her Supergirl interpretation. I like that a lot. It was very...
Save me, Sasha Cali, save me.
To be honest, like, I wish that was Power Girl instead of Supergirl.
You know what? That would have made a lot more sense.
She acts like Power Girl more than Supergirl, but that's okay. This is the DCEU's interpretation of Supergirl.
Oh, yeah, and that don't exist anymore.
It don't. That's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. But yeah, she was great in that role. I enjoyed her as Supergirl.
Yeah, I mean, the overall premise was like I get what they were trying to do. It was basically Flashpoint, but like kind of stupid.
Yeah, it got a little messy towards the end.
It got way messy
it
towards
got
the
very
end.
Very messy at the end. Somebody should have watched that and said, this don't make a lot of sense.
And they were like, cut, print, Ezra Miller, here's your
$5,000. Oh, God. Ezra Miller. He was the champion for the weird NBs out there, and they ruined it.
They did ruin it.
They ruined it for the NBs. That's weird and different and quirky.
Yeah, you're a little too different and weird and quirky, and it kind of bit you in the ass. Well, not really, because like nothing really happened. They were like, don't do it again.
I mean, yeah, they didn't go to jail or anything like that, but their career is probably going to be in the toilet, though.
Probably for the better.
Yeah. But back to the Reeves family not seeing the movie beforehand. Yeah, that is so fun. I am so...
You were like,
oh my God, it's Christopher Reeve.
And okay, I was like,
I am so Christopher Reeve.
That shit looked haunting. And I can't believe you were like all for it.
Because I was like all like my nostalgia was hitting me.
Look, I get it. You love that damn Gen X Superman.
Wow, that sounds very derogatory. That sounds very derogatory what you're saying there.
Look, I've already called you a Nepo baby once.
That don't even make sense.
Look,
you're just throwing words out.
Okay, no, I called you a Nepo baby for a specific reason, which
that makes no sense.
Look, we can't talk about it here. That's not the show is about.
It's not.
But that is Gen X Superman. I'm sorry. That is Gen X Superman.
You're saying that as a pejorative, and I don't like that.
I'm not saying that as a pejorative.
It feels very, very like
Okay, well, maybe people shouldn't be insulted by me saying Gen X Superman. That is Gen X Superman.
Something about that just feels like you're doing it intentionally to be antagonizing.
Well, maybe Gen X people should be antagonists.
Can't just be, this is the old Superman? Can we just say that?
He was during the generation
of
X.
Oh, God.
Because if we talk about old Superman, then we got to talk about, like, you know, the before the baby boomer Superman.
We don't talk about that one.
Oh.
It's not a feature film, first of all.
Okay, there we go.
It's not a feature film.
They put Boomer Flash in there.
They sure did.
And that weird, like, Nicolas Cage.
That was weird, and even too.
Nicolas Cage was like, they didn't contact me for that.
That was weird. I was like, what is this? Somebody
there was like a thing where like I think Nick Cage was supposed to be Superman or something.
Yeah, but that fell through though, I believe.
Yeah, and I was weird. And I was like, none of this feels right.
I don't know what happened. Wait, was this James Gunn's movie?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
I feel like this was James Gunn's like Flash movie.
I hope not.
Oh wait, no. He did the second Suicide Squad movie. That was his.
That actually was really, really good. I went and like rewatched it. I was like, okay, this is stupid.
I don't understand Warner Brothers right now. They just make so many questionable moves and just decisions and just like not even honoring his legacy. I think I'm sure what happened was they knew that stuff looked so ass. They couldn't even decide to show it to him beforehand. They're like, you know what? We own the rights to Superman's image from this movie. We can use it whenever we want to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they just went with.
They probably did do that. They were like, well, we own Superman. Right? And he was Superman, so...
And he is, like, not here, so...
They were like, what, you want us to dig him up? no, get one of our best AI people to kind of like, you know, mix it up on screen for
it. You know, none of them people were good at what they were doing with that way that stuff looked.
They were. It's kind of terrible.
Yeah, it was rough.
And I mean, speaking of rough, because this kind of relates to it too, because this is all WB's fault as well. Coyote versus Acme gets shelved, and I think they're gonna delete it because they're
deleting it completely
because of David Zaslav being a fucking idiot.
They're not gonna even put it to streaming first. It's just never gonna be seen by anybody ever.
Well, the thing is, like Warner Brothers tried to give it to streaming people, and then like, but they didn't want like to get counter offers from streaming because they were gonna sell it for like 70, 80 million, I think.
Yeah.
And then they were like, and I guess the streaming service wanted a counter offer, and then WB was like, no, we'll fucking delete it.
Right.
Stupid. Nobody gets to see this movie since you don't want to buy it,
at
dummy.
The price we gave you, they probably like, we'll give you 50 million for this movie. How about that?
No. No, idiot.
We want 70 for this movie. That's actually a bargain, dummy.
No, I think 70 was like the budget for it, but even then, like, and it was supposed to be going for like a little bit more, but even then they were like, no.
They're like, nah, we ain't give you that much money for
this movie. We'll just delete it. Tax write-off, stupid.
I hate it. I hate the way capitalism works.
I just don't like the way David Zaslav is running WB.
He's running into the ground.
He's really running into the ground.
Like, they're gonna have nothing soon. We're not gonna probably even get to like these new DC movies in a minute.
Yeah, like and
ooh, what if he's a psyop? What if he's trying to get them to be so impoverished where they gotta get bought by Disney?
That'd be weird, but it would make so much sense.
I am all about entertainment.
I wonder if David Zaslav is the reason why like Mortal Kombat 1 sucks too.
You probably don't know that movie even exists.
Damn. You're probably like, what the hell is a Mortal Kombat? What movie is that? I'm not paying for that.
I think Issa Rae said it perfectly. These executives at these studios are so out of touch with everything right now. They are so out of touch with reality.
They are.
Like, she hit that stuff on the head because they cancel rap shit. I'm like...
Yeah, they cancel rap shit. They put Insecure, of all things, on Netflix.
Like, what are you doing, WB?
And then, what, they got rid of Watchmen.
That was weird. That was stupid.
Yeah, they took a lot of, like black-led shows and everything off of... But, like, I think David Zaslav even said it himself. Like, oh, we want, like, more, like, you know, kind of white, male-centered entertainment and everything back on, like, Max. And I was like, okay, well, you're not going to have a whole lot of people watching this shit.
You're going to have my black-ass queer dollars for watch this shit.
Right.
I'm good. Y'all can keep the streaming service. I will always remember when that streaming service first dropped. The first year of HBO Max was a magical time. Man. Year one will never be duplicated again.
So good. I was watching Sopranos. I was watching True Blood. It started off a little rocky and everything because it didn't work. But yeah. once they got it right, it was beautiful.
I was watching so many different shows. They came out with a whole bunch of new stuff. They had original content, actually.
They did.
The price was right.
And then they were putting stuff on HBO Max and everything that wasn't really anywhere else.
Yep, because they finally consolidated that DC streaming service they had for a little while, which was a complete waste of time.
Yeah, now in retrospect, yeah, it was like, okay, you bought DC just to like get rid of it.
Yeah, that was dumb. Like I.
And then all those really good black sitcoms and everything too.
Yep,
we had Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We had Living Single.
Ah, yes.
We had A Different World, Martin, the Jamie Foxx show, like, all that was on Max, and now it's just like, well, no, we're not gonna have it. And going back to, like, Caillou versus Acme being shelved, it's like, David Zaslav, what are you doing?
He is just making bad decisions all around. Just put it on Max. Like, why not put it on the service you're making? You created a whole streaming service to put your products on there people can watch, and now you have product and you're not putting it on there for people to watch. That's stupid.
It's very different. I don't know. Like, I mean, but I mean, hell, I haven't watched Max in like ages anyway.
Me neither. Once I got rid of my account, and I just don't even like plan on ever getting it back because like everything I like, they just cut. Like every single show I enjoyed, they just said, you know what, you're done here.
Yeah, because I think they canceled a Black Lady sketch show.
Yep, Legendary.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, they canceled Legendary, too. Like, just all, like, the good, like, black-led entertainment. They were like, no.
No more of that.
We want this to be a white man's streaming service.
We're going to consolidate our Discovery catalog into here. Huh? You watch Discovery stuff, don't you?
Yeah, you want to watch all these, like, nature shows and all this other good shit?
Because they kept saying that the nature shows are cheaper to make, which, yes.
But,
all
like,
you
also,
do is
like,
just get a camera out there and just, like, shoot footage and edit it. Yes, that is cheaper because you have to pay animals. Oh, God,
That's probably the best part. I ain't got to pay no stupid lion to be a fucking lion.
Not lion as lion.
Right? I ain't got to pay a fucking lizard to do lizard shit. Like, right? You just go do it.
We don't even credit him. He just could be there, an uncredited actor.
Right? What's this lizard's name? Who gives a fuck?
He's just gonna be. Oh, I hate WB so much. Ugh, yeah. They are ruining everything.
Yeah, I'm not loving this. Speaking of ruining everything.
Oh God, what we got next?
Technically, this could go for like any one of these things, but
that's messed up.
I would say we got it. Gotta go back to disgraced villain.
Not disgraced villain. That's like a few people on that list.
Oh, you're right. But disgraced. But we're gonna talk about the most recent disgraced villain, Jonathan Majors.
Bro, you talking about
AKA Kang the Conqueror?
You talking about like Fall from Grace? He's had one of the worst ones.
Like, and it like he had a meteoric rise too.
He really did.
Like. He was beautiful in Lovecraft Country. We had him in, like, so many other things after that.
And then it was like...
And then after Creed 3, it was like...
That was his year.
2023 was his year.
It was supposed to be his year, but he messed it up. Not any other way. He made these choices.
He did. he definitely like fumbled all of this.
Like, bro, you had it. You had it in your head. You were going to be the Aerodad's boyfriend for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a fun title to have because you get so much stuff from that.
Like, he had that one, like, I think that photo shoot last year around the time with, like, yes. I think it was, like, Ebony or something like that.
Yes, that showing, all that pink and stuff.
Yeah, like, you know, all the, like, man, I'm not, you know, like, I'm not doing toxic masculinity and everything like that. And then come to find out,
he's literally doing it behind the scenes.
He's the most toxic male ever. And it was, you know, like, and it was so weird to kind of see, like, the flip-flop, too, because, like, men were sitting there, like, men were tearing this man down for that photo shoot.
You so gay. Why are you up there with another man? Who kissed another man and hug on him?
Right. And then all of a sudden, like, he's sitting there beating, like, being misogynistic and beating women and everything. Oh, we got to protect our black brother.
Right?
And they just trying to, like, he's going to buy the rights to Kang the Conqueror.
God, get out of my house. He said he's going to buy the rights to Kang the Conqueror.
Right? Like, how dare they tear another black man down and everything like that? And then, like, you know, like, the whole trial and everything came out last year and stuff like that, and he was found guilty. It was like, okay, cool. No more of this. And then he did that damn Good Morning America
interview, which I think that was Disney throwing him a bone.
Yeah, they were like, literally took a page out of Gone Girl, right?
Yes.
Where Nick had to interview and everything, he's like, you know, like, I did not kill my wife. And then, but this man, instead of saying, like, something, like, you know, reasonable like that, he's like, oh, Megan, she held me down like a Coretta. And I was like, and the funny thing is, like, I didn't watch the interview and everything. My white manager had to tell me about that. And she was like, she said he was like, yeah, you held me down like a Coretta. I was like, he didn't say the Coretta. I was like, he didn't say the Coretta thing.
Yes, he did.
Not that he told that white woman and everything that like, you know Coretta Scott King is?
Oh,
that's
my
Martin King's
God.
Wife. And I was like, he didn't say the Coretta.
Yes, he did.
And then I saw the clip, and I was like, God damn it, Jonathan.
Why he got to bring Coretta Scott King into this? She going to do with this foolishness?
And it happened. I was like, this boy said Coretta again. I was like,
he did.
I was like, you could have saved yourself, and then you said the stupidest thing that you could have said. And then like, you know, that went away, and it's just like, it's been crickets. And then, like, it just comes out that, and like, I think, yeah, very recently, like, yep, more women have come out.
Two more women that he's been with
have come out
that he's been abusive to them as well.
And then it just disappoints me. Because I had, like, this weird sense of euphoria whenever I looked at Jonathan Majors. Especially, like, you know, given all his features and everything like that. Like, you know, body goals, stuff like that. Like,
yeah, he definitely body goals, for sure.
I was like, I want this man's arms. I want to look like him. And now I'm just like,
you gotta go to the gym to do that.
Are you trying to shame me? Cause, like,
no, I'm just saying you're lazy.
Okay. I mean, that's true.
like that's like, not even a read. That's just, you are lazy.
Yes, I am.
Christina told me, so.
Okay.
She ratted you out. I'm sorry.
That's cool. Like, yeah, but, like, okay, like, yeah, and I'm also dark-skinned. Like, what else is new?
wow. Well, one thing you could actually change, though.
Yeah, I could.
You could, like, not be lazy.
I could.
You can, like, not keep watching the same show over and over again.
Okay, wait, I'm not watching the same show over and over again. I'm literally watching Grey's Anatomy.
That's true, because you used to just watch the Degrassi season one over and over again.
That's not true. It was season two.
Oh, I'm sorry. You watched the second season over and over again.
Dark Ashley, you idiot.
Oh, God, you gotta let that go.
Look, that was best character for me.
You have got to let Dark Ashley arc go.
It
happened so many years ago.
I don't care. Okay.
But yeah, Jonathan Majors was definitely goals in a lot of ways. He definitely was representation for dark-skinned men with unambiguous African black people Saharan features, because we know how Hollywood is. So him being front and center, even though I will say, if he didn't have that body, people would not be checking for that face.
Because there was stuff like, there was this one picture of, like, Jonathan before he, like, got the body and everything, and that man was not pretty.
Exactly. Like, there's something to be said about, you know, this idea of dark skinned men only being considered celebrated for their beauty when they are ripped to shreds. Like, they have the most ripped body ever.
Yeah. Because how else are people supposed to get that...
Don't. I know that where you go. Don't even say it.
Don't say what?
Don't say it.
The British Broadcasting Corporation. Okay.
All right. You're in timeout. You get off the field.
Wow.
Don't sit the bleachers.
Wow.
That was a foul on the play.
Yikes.
Because you are out of line.
Yeah, you know who is out of line, though?
Who?
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my God. Let's get into this.
You know what?
I have been waiting to talk about this whole situation for the longest.
Yeah, because, I mean, this happened so recently. Like, yeah, literally last week, because his came out last week.
Yep.
And so that the funniest thing about his is that, like, Megan didn't mention anybody.
She made one reference to Megan's Law, which, of course, is an indirect shot to Nicki Minaj's disgraced pedo rapist husband. Well,
the funny thing is, like, that goes for a lot of people in the industry, to be honest. Like, Drake is definitely, like, on top of the list for that one.
But we know that her and Nicki do not get along.
But, I mean, that's fine and everything, but, like, I don't think Megan's Law bar and everything is specifically about Nicki, though. I think that's, like, the thing. People are like, yeah, the shoe fits and everything, so Nicki's wearing it, but also, like, this is for, like, a bunch of different people in the industry.
I mean, it fits a lot of people, but I don't think anybody else makes the most sense other than Nicki.
I mean, Nicki makes the most sense. And, like, that, I'm just like, okay. She didn't mention your name, Nicki. You just kind of like,
this is about me.
And so
she went on a whole tirade for 2 days on Twitter and Instagram Live and stuff.
Yeah, and then she kept using, like, terrible AI art to make album covers. And
God, those were so awful.
And I was just like, girl, this is clearly AI. There's like, weird symbols and everything where words should be and everything on the caution lines. I was like, that's not...
Yeah.
And then it's just like... And then, like, that whole Bigfoot, oh, it's not a diss record. Girl, this is a diss record.
It's
like,
literally a diss record. It's just a bad one.
I was like, girl...
She has big feet. Ooh. Also, Nicki showing her feet online to try to shame Megan for being shot in the foot. Gross. Like, girl, you gotta do better.
Yeah, I looked. Somebody was like, ooh, Nicki Minaj feet. I was like,
Not you not being enjoying Nicki Minaj feet.
I don't care about the Nicki Minaj. I don't care about those toes. Like, okay, it's like, okay, cool. You got white toes. Girl, what? You're just literally
showing your fucking feet because, like, all right, so we know that you're not feeling Nicki Minaj's feet at the moment.
I mean, look, I was there 10 toes down, tee-hee. Yes. I made the joke.
Oh, God, get out of my house.
On your feet all day. But for me, that was just, it was weird. It was really weird.
She's showing that her feet is unharmed, unlike a certain other woman in the industry that raps too, that's also black.
That's so stupid. Nicki was off her freaking meds or whatever the hell was going on with her. I just don't know. It was like, also, like, another kind of, like, side work because of the Megan's Law, like, bar and everything. The family who got that law kind of, like, put into, who, like, you know, the law was, like, named after their daughter and everything, was trying to, like, take legal action about the lyric. And I was just like,
but the lyric isn't exactly,
it's
not saying anything bad about the victim of it. It's saying that y'all are mad at the law because y'all are nasty individuals.
Yeah, I was like, they don't really have a case and everything.
It's no case.
Yeah, it's just like, she's just referencing an actual law and everything. Like, besides, like, it's a law. Like, y'all ain't got no legal precedence over the law.
They really don't. And she didn't say anything bad about the actual victim that made the law come into place in the first place.
Yeah, that was a weird one. Like, that ain't really gonna hold no water, but, like,
none.
Whatever.
Bigfoot was also one of the weakest response diss tracks of all time. That was so bad.
Man, where's Remy Ma and Sheether when you need it?
Yo, Sheether was such a moment. Are You Dumb was so good. Remy Ma, shout out to her, because Sheether was great. Like, if let me see, how can I phrase this? If Remy Ma had the same notoriety and, like, popularity that Megan has right now, back then when Sheeta came out, I don't know if Mickey would still be here.
Damn.
Because the reason why Sheeta didn't do as well as Sheeta did is because of the fact that Remy Ma is still considered like kind of a C-list a rapper in the grand scheme of like popularity. So
right.
It's kind of hard to like do that when you're not on the same level as them as far as like popularity and money and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
But if she was like equal to her and she came out with Sheeta, it would have been a whole rap for Nicki Minaj.
Right.
Kind of like what's happening now with Hiss, when Hiss ain't even about all the way her. Like, it's referencing Drake, too.
No.
It's referencing my boy Drake.
Ooh,
she said they got the same scars. I was like, you're saying my boy out there getting lipo?
Yeah, everybody been saying, like, Drake getting BBLs and stuff. So, you know, Mr. Anita Max.
Oh, my God.
Himself. Drake W's is in the chats.
Oh, God.
Speaking of which.
Oh, God. We have to talk about this, don't we?
Oh.
I have so much funny things to say about this.
So, Mr. Jimmy Brooks himself.
Not Jimmy. I'm nervous of his grassy name.
Look, I don't care about Aubrey Graham. Screw him. So, this was like the weirdest time of like Twitter, because everybody's like, oh my God, Drake's dick is hot, and like everybody was like salivating over it, and I was just
not
like,
everybody,
well, not it's everybody,
mostly straight men.
Oh, that has been the weirdest
part of this year. I swear to you, like, I have never seen so many men talk about another man's dick this much in my entire life,
man,
who were not gay or bisexual or something.
Yeah.
They were going way too hard, about another man's dick. And I hate you so much. I hate you so much. You think.
I just got it.
You think everything is hee ha.
It is.
It is hee ha. You are worse than Carly Rae.
Oh, I don't care. That was funny. But the way straight, that one tweet I read, it was like, oh my God, Drake got all this money and he's light skinned and he got a bitch.
That's been the common tweet I've seen, is that he has money, he's a rapper,
oh yeah,
he got a big dick, and he's also light skinned. The light skin has always been a part of that.
And it's so weird. I'm just like, what are you?
People like, understand colorism a lot more people want to make it out to be. It is not this abstract idea.
Like, man, I don't know what colorism is, but Drake's so light-skinned, and he's got money, and he's got, like, you know, a big penis, and everything's just great. And it's just like, what?
I am starting to believe that maybe the theory that most of his fans are women may not be as true as we thought it was. I think a lot more men are fans of him than women are.
See, the funny thing is, like, I find that to be true, because there have been a lot of people kind of just, like, beat riding Drake.
Man.
Oh, and it's just like, okay, so you don't like Drake's songs and everything like that, but you are going, like, ham for him on Twitter and everything over irrelevant stuff. Oh, well, Drake didn't do all this and everything. I'm not saying I'm a Drake fan, but, okay, but, so you are a Drake fan.
You're literally a Drake fan. You just like his music, but you can still be a fan of somebody and not like the music they come out with.
Yeah, like what are we talking about?
Like, you're in love with Drake the celebrity. You may not be in love with Drake the rapper, but his celebrity? A lot of people are fans of that, too.
That is true.
And the straight men, quote-unquote, they were in rare form online.
That was weird.
Them tweets are legendary. Those were high cringe moments.
Yeah, it was so weird, because especially like with like certain women and certain like men and everything, even like straight men, like, what did Drake do again? Because like, why would he need to do that when he worked with all? I was like, really? That's all it took for y'all to sit there and forget, like, him being weird?
Yes.
Was that little limp churro he had?
You know what is funny? This is like 2 years ago, this same week that Drake's dick pic, well, his video, like, leaked, Nelly's little video of him getting his dick sucked on Instagram leaked, too.
Oh.
I looked on my Facebook memories. I'm like, oh, shit, this did happen the same week.
Oh, yikes.
How funny.
And the thing is, like, this was a leak. And so, like, the people were like, oh, I'm against, like, leaks, and I'm against all this. I was like, y'all sure enough, like, scrambled and, like, clamored just to, like, get a peek of it and everything.
Yeah, they did.
I saw it by accident, because, like, somebody had, like, shared it on my timeline. I was like,
Not gonna lie, I did go look for it.
Of course you did.
I'm not gonna even hold y'all. I had to see it for myself before it got taken down off the internet. even if it's probably on Pornhub right now.
Ew.
Because usually, like, a lot of leaks and stuff, they usually end up on Pornhub and just stay there.
Yeah, that is kind
of
true.
Like, a couple of other ones that I always go back to sometimes.
Okay, we didn't need to know that.
Well, now you do.
yeah, this has just been a very weird kind of, like, it's just been weird. And, like, all this stuff, like just the fact that, like, oh, like, you know, he packing and everything, making people just, like... Well, what do you want me to do? His dick's big. And it's just like...
I told people, big dicks have this magical effect on people where they can't have rational and logical ideas anymore.
It's just a dick!
Yeah, and we in society of patriarchy have made that a big deal.
Teehee.
You gotta get a grip on reality. You got to. You must.
Look, reality sucks right now. I don't know what you want from me. I gotta get a grip on reality. Okay,
you do.
Reality needs to get better for me to get a grip on it.
It's pretty decent. Right
no,
now.
No, it's not. No, it's pretty why, decent. Why would you even lie like that?
We Drake, got Drake's dick. That is pretty decent.
I'm not a straight man, so I don't care.
I'm not a straight. Holy, he said, I'm not a straight man. Dude, I do not look, care about his dick.
Right? I'm not one of the straight man salivating over. Ooh, I need Drake's meaty penis in my mouth. And
I saw somebody say it's a real meter. I was like,
you don't deserve rights for saying stuff like that.
The internet is free and it shouldn't be. It should not. Twitter should not be free after that Drake stuff.
Don't say that.
It should be a paid service.
It is a paid service for some people.
That's true. You're right. You know what? Never mind.
I was going to say, like, people kept saying that, and then Elon bought it, and look what happened.
Oh, God. He turned to X, even though the actual URL is still Twitter.
Look, that'll never not be funny. This whole Drake goofball debacle, like, first of all, it was a leak, so it was already just kind of, like, terrible enough.
I mean, unless he leaked it himself.
You know what? I wouldn't put a pass
on
that. Especially for the BBL allegations. He's
right?
Like,
which were last week.
Yeah, what BBL when I got this? Right? And it's just like, you still got a BBL.
But he got a big dick, too. Ew. You saw that. You saw the meme I made.
Ooh, and you used The Simpsons, too. And I'm mad because it was perfect. I was like, oh.
It's the same weird Drake. He's just got a big dick,
but he's got a big and I can picture Smithers saying that,
man,
too.
Man, Smithers will be all over that.
Yikes.
We need a Drake to go on Simpsons now.
Ew, no we don't. Stay away from Lisa, Drake.
Not Drake trying to be weird with Lisa Simpson. Oh, look, God.
He would definitely be trying to text her like Billy Bobby Brown or some shit.
Yuck. Oh, God, that's gross. Yeah, this leak, quote, quote, because I'm still skeptical about it being a leak and not a tactical move to, like, sway the people's opinion about him, given his being a big deal right now.
Yeah.
Like, it feels very calculated, very deliberate.
Huh. Drake was like, I'll show you a snake if we talk about hisses.
Yikes. I'll play some hiss.
Yeah, I got something that'll bite your heart.
Yeah.
Like, boy, no. Like, here's a real cobra.
Yuck. I'm surprised you see a lot of gay men talking about his dick, though. I'm surprised.
I've seen a few people, and they had a typical response. But, man, you'd have thought some of these straight men were DL, sadly.
I hate you. You have to bring that up.
That's a surprise, too. That'll help us later.
Oh, my God. You are so... I don't like you right now.
That's cool. That's fine. You still need me to host the show, so...
DL, sadly, is so... I need to put on a shirt.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Please
shirt.
Don't.
I need a shirt to send DL, sadly. And have a sad face after it. Oh, that'd be so good.
You know what? Do it. I'll buy it.
I'll wear that prize this year. Just
you know, you got to do it and then join that group.
I already joined the group.
Yikes. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we will.
You know what? Let's get into some more music news and everything. Let's talk about the Grammys.
Oh, God. You mean the Shammies?
That was a sham. Like,
man.
I don't know what is going on with the Recording Academy, but they need to get it together.
They hired a black dude to be the president of the Recording Academy now.
That's cool. That he's just a figurehead at
he
this
really
point.
He really is.
Because we did have some winners, like Coco Jones won.
Woo, love her.
Victoria Monet won. Victoria Monet got 3 Grammys.
Wife.
Tyla won.
Yes. Miss Color Girl.
Shut up.
Make me sway.
I hate you because I actually like that song.
That song is good.
You're still stupid. I mean, SZA got a Grammy. Not for like anything she should have won.
I'm so mad for my girl. I'm so mad for SZA, my Scorpio sister out there. She deserved way more. She was very gracious about not winning. I'm mad for her that she's not. I'm angry.
I'm pretty sure there's a part of her that's probably like pretty pissed
because.
Like,
that album was great. Kill Bill was a freaking moment. That song is so good.
Yeah, everybody was listening to Kill Bill last year. Like that was the I Hate My Ex or I Miss My Ex song at the same time.
That is like the quintessential Scorpio song. Like if there was ever a song that could just completely distill the essence of a zodiac sign into a song, that is the Scorpio song forever.
Yeah.
It screams, I am a battered and wounded Scorpio. I must do my revenge thing.
And I think what's even more heinous is the coveted album of the year.
Oh God, I think that and the record of the year one kind of got me, but I think the album of the year probably was the most egregious though.
Yeah, like easily. Taylor Swift winning for Midnight.
Oh, that album is so like flaccid.
It's very whack.
It's so just mediocre.
And even to like the whole thing, like because I didn't watch like the whole clip of like Jay-Z saying what he said, but he did make a lot of sense.
He made sense, but I feel like it was very self-serving. I feel like it was the agenda was not to further black people; it was to further the legacy of Beyonce.
Well, probably, and he probably still take a heat from cheating on Beyonce. So, like,
I mean, yeah, that's true too.
That boy an indentured servant now.
Not an indentured servant. Not an extra hands of help.
Look, you cheated on me, so you go pay this back double. For the rest of your life.
For eternity.
Right? You cheated on Beyonce, Jay-Z. You will pay.
Man, if she gets cheated on, none of us are safe.
But, like, Jay-Z was right and everything. By the Academy's own metrics and everything, it doesn't make sense that Beyonce didn't win Album of the Year ever.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Like, it's for, like, Beyonce's own ego, but at the same time, he's not wrong.
But I wanted him to use that same privilege and money and resources, which is not beneficial to him personally.
Well, I mean, like, so technically, like, he did say it when he was receiving the award. He didn't make his award about him, he made it about Beyonce.
No, I'm saying when it's not beneficial to him or her.
Oh,
I want him to have that same energy when he's nowhere near involved or has no stake in it.
Because
right now it feels like it was just, okay, I need to say something about for my wife, for her, and our legacy.
Well, I mean, he kind of did. Like, why not say it at the Grammys? You know what I mean?
Because, like, it's not going to help anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not. They're probably just like, oh, it's Beyonce will be, like, some white person in the background is like, as long as I live, Beyonce will never ever win a fucking album of the year.
Yes.
As long as I live, and as long as I breathe, and I'm on the Academy.
You're not wrong. People are literally doing that on purpose. They've already said that came out a couple years ago. Like, anonymous people who vote in the Academy said that she wins too much.
But she's never won Album of the Year.
That's why. She wins too much.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
People don't vote logically with stuff.
Like, as much as Taylor Swift has won things, like, what are you talking about? Like,
oh, she's a white woman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, like, you know, she doesn't win enough, in my opinion. And it's just like, what?
What?
What are you talking about?
Also, someone said something very brilliant on TikTok. They were like, the reason why people don't fuck with Taylor Swift is not because she's white, because we love Celine Dion. It's because of the fact that if you take Taylor Swift and transport who she is to another person that is not white, they will not have the same amount of access, wealth, resources, or any of that shit.
That
part of the brand of Taylor Swift is being white.
That is true.
So part of her brand.
That is, man. I want to see Taylor Swift date a person of color.
She is right now.
Michael, you shut the hell up. just because that dumb football
player. That is white chocolate. My hair. He's hurt. Vanilla Baby.
My, you know what? My hair. He's hurt. That song. My hair
he,
hurt. Nope.
He Jack Harlow made a whole song about being like him.
Jack who?
Jack Harlow.
Jack be nimble.
I'm Vanilla Jack Baby. Quick. Jack... I'll choke you, but I'm not a Vanilla Baby. That song. That's about men like him with that, fades.
That's stupid. Jack Harlow ain't got no damn fade.
No, men with fades that are white are men he's talking about in that song.
That's gay.
I mean, straight men are gay.
Let's ask Drake and his glizzy. A lot of the whole thing with what Jay-Z said,
like, it makes sense. I am not saying that what he's saying is wrong. What I am just getting at is that I feel like he's not doing it. Feels so performative and not genuine.
I mean,
well, it's genuine for Beyonce because he does feel that way about his wife, but it's not this whole, like, getting her this award is going to do something for black people. No, this is not one of
those
moments.
Well, yeah, very much that and everything. Like, Beyonce getting an album in a year ain't going to do shit for anybody but Beyonce. And that is true. But, like, we can't also pretend like Beyonce didn't deserve this shit. Like,
oh, she did. She deserved every time. Every time she's nominated for album of the year, she's always been deserving of it.
Like, it's criminal that she lost to Harry's House over Renaissance.
Renaissance is her best album. I'm not even arguing about that no more.
Are you kidding me? Harry Styles beat Renaissance?
He's the
Renaissance?
Most, the most mediocre.
Harry Styles.
Yes.
Harry's House Renaissance?
Mr. I Used to Be in One Direction. Yes, that person.
Beat Renaissance.
Yes.
And if we want to talk about even more egregious things and everything, we can talk about the time Taylor Swift won. I am still pissed about 2016
because I'm so. It's funny, we talked about that last year when that little Asian gay boy was talking about some. You know, it's really actually Pimp My Butterfly's not that great of an album. I'm like, boy,
one, you're Asian. Two, you're stupid. Three, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah,
and it's just like, not that Asians can't enjoy hip hop and everything like that, but literally to sit there saying 1989. And think about, like, all the other nominees in that category, too. I don't even remember that one album, so I'm not going to talk about it, because he definitely wasn't, like, whoever that was definitely wasn't going to win.
Yeah.
We were talking about Alabama Shakes for Sound and Color.
Yep.
A phenomenal album. You know, still listen to the album.
They should have got, I mean, honestly, if it wasn't going to be Kendrick Lamar, it should have been them.
It was between Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly, Alabama Shakes, Sound and Color, and The Weeknd, Beauty Behind the Madness. Beauty Behind the Madness was a decent album. Like, it had a few good hits. So it was really, and honestly, given the way the Recording Academy is, if it wasn't for 1989, it would have definitely been To Pimp a Butterfly.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Or Beauty Behind the Madness, because you know how they feel about rap.
Well, sometimes you like, you know, a little rock too. So they probably gave us Alabama Shakes to shake things up.
That would have been like somebody was like, Kendrick got robbed, and it was just like,
because you know you love giving albums to like obscure artists too out of nowhere sometimes.
That is true, but I mean Alabama Shakes ain't that obscure.
I mean they're obscure to the point like,
well yeah,
the person listening to like top 40 radio is not gonna know who they are probably.
That is true, because you could say Alabama Shakes now.
Like, I know who they are. You know who they are. We listen.
Yeah, I definitely know who they are. I got both their albums. I love Alabama Shakes, but yeah, like what Jay-Z did was very performative.
But I think what he said was true. I just want this not to be just something like he just says for a viral moment.
Right. Yeah. Because
that's it.
I also really did like the other thing he said too. Like, some of y'all ain't even in the same category, which is true.
That is true.
Like, y'all are not. A lot of those people up there, especially Taylor Swift, and I really need people to sit there and get over their delusions about Taylor Swift and like her star power, and compare her to Beyonce, because we need to be realistic about this. Taylor Swift is not on Beyonce's level.
She will never
amount to that kind of stardom. And you know, it's just one of those things, because like I think what a lot of people fail to realize about Taylor Swift is that Taylor Swift is only the majority of Taylor Swift's her appeal and everything is about her being white.
Yes.
And also that, like, only white people are, like, relating to Taylor Swift. Yes, she has like people like fans who are black and people of color and everything like that.
But that happens with everybody, so I'm not going to use that like as a thing. Like every artist has people black people who like them. I mean, people like Lana Del Rey. So.
Yeah, but I like, you know, Beyonce is just one of those people and everything. Like
Beyonce is the celebrity's like celebrity. Like
that is true.
She's like. Celebrities fangirl over her being in her presence. Like, that's the thing. I'm not seeing somebody like Viola Davis, like, oh my God, I saw Taylor Swift and I was just like enamored with her. Like, no one's saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Or who else? Maybe like, I don't know. Or Britney Spears is not like, oh my God, I met Taylor Swift. Like, she wouldn't do that. Yeah, she might do that for Beyonce.
Yeah, I can see Britney doing that for Beyonce. I can see her doing that. Britney would probably see Taylor Swift and cut her.
Not cut her.
Like, come here, little bitch. get those damn knives she's playing with on Instagram.
Stop. Not the knife, twirling. All right, guys, and we're back. So we recorded the previous episode a couple of weeks ago, and something happened to the rest of the audio. So fortunately, we got to start fresh-ish.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny that we're doing this because we talked about last time was Cat Williams being like, you know, the savant.
Lord.
And like how amazing he was. Just to now have to talk about him in a very different light a few weeks later.
I
think this happened for a reason.
You know what? It's probably for the best that this kind of happened because we were all for like praising him and loving him for his interview with Shannon Sharp. Like speaking the real of like the entertainment industry and like, you know, some of our or some people's like, you know, icons in especially in black entertainment and black comedy. And it went all to shit. And I'm really upset about that.
Yeah, it went to shit really fast, too.
So, for those of you who don't know, yeah, like, you know, Shannon Sharp, I mean, so Cat Williams is on Club Shay Shay, Shannon Sharp's little, like, podcast video interview thing. And, like, you know, just blatantly kind of just was like, your faves are trash. You have a natural allegiance to losers. Except like, that whole spiel. And then he goes on... He goes on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Of which all is places.
Yeah, which is already a red flag, mind you, to basically, like, blow Joe Rogan's mind, like, you know, stupid pea brain, pebble-headed mind.
Not pebble.
To be like, yeah, transgenderism comes from, like, you know, the demon Baphomet or whatever. And I was like...
Not Baphomet.
I was like, out of all the demons and everything, like, just Baphomet and
that's
everything.
That's so specific.
It's very specific. And it's also just, like, weird and just kind of, like, you know, just a little fucked up.
Like, how he get involved in this?
Yeah, like, you know, Baphomet probably chill. Like, why my name gotta be in it? Like, you know, what did I do? I was just chilling. I caused people to be transgender. Like, what? What, Cat Williams? You were on a roll. You were doing fine. People are still quoting, like, you know, the stuff you said in the Club Shay Shay interview. And yeah. Now we got to drop you. Like, now we just got to be like, oh, well, I guess we're just not liking Cat Williams anymore.
Yeah, it for me, like, I enjoy his stand-up, but I enjoy trans people being safe more by him making a connection to demonology in a derogatory way to transgenderism. That just goes back to, like, the black church and just how they view LGBTQ people in the first place.
Yeah.
Don't like it. Don't need it. I'm good.
Yeah, it was very much that. Like, the whole, like, black hysteria or black religious hysteria. Because, like, that let's, like, you know, it's kind of one and the same with white religious hysteria.
Yeah.
But, you know, usually with black people, it's a bit different and everything. Because, you know what they say about, like, you know, trans people and gay people and everything, and it's all the devil, and it's all, like, you
devil.
Know, it's all dark magic and black magic and all this other, like, nonsense, and it doesn't, like, these things are not the same, these things don't correlate, like, one has nothing to do with the other. I still don't understand why he said it. Like, I think that's the thing that I'm confused about. And I also don't know. And also, it's like, it's even worse because he went on Joe Rogan's podcast to say this.
Of all places to go, like, it's such a, like, 180 degree turn from Club Shay Shay to Joe Rogan's podcast. I would prefer him going, like, Joe Budden's podcast over this.
But I mean, I would say either or and everything. Whether he said it on Club Shay Shay, whether he said it on Joe Rogan's podcast, whether he said it on fucking like Joe Budden's little ball headed pebble headed like thing too, like it still would have just been bad. I think that's like the ultimate like thing that I'm trying to get. Like it's also even worse that he said it on one Joe Rogan's podcast because
the biggest podcast in the entire world. Like, his platform is huge.
I don't know how. Like, Joe Rogan, you could have just kept being, the host of Fear Factor. We would have been fine.
No, but he needed money.
Money to do what? Say stupid stuff?
Yeah. He has to speak up for the underprivileged and the voiceless of the straight white man in America.
Okay, those two things don't even... They don't match, Michael. Underprivileged and like unheard voices of the straight white man in America.
Yeah,
that's the most heard voice ever.
They don't have a voice. There's all this diversity and DEI and CRT and ABCD and LGBTQ. Where do they fit in with that?
Look, the MSNBCs of the world will be fine. Okay,
I'm just saying. I think they deserve a voice, and Joe Rogan is that voice for them.
Joe Rogan couldn't speak his way out of a brown paper bag.
He's speaking for that demographic that don't get the chance to have a platform.
Oh, you mean the demographic that always gets a chance to say whatever they want?
I think that he's doing a service for them.
Okay.
He's helping underprivileged class of people.
What, black people?
No. They have the most privilege. Have you seen BLM?
Okay. Here we go. What about women? Is he speaking up for them?
We have a whole month for women now. Remember, you told me that today. You alerted me to it being Women's History Month.
Like, it,
when is it going to be Men's History Month? Tell me that.
Oh, Lord. Oh, what white person got you brainwashed? Did they jack the signals into your brain? You'd be like, yeah, I'm going to make him speak about all this nonsense.
I got Woke History Month as my name on Twitter. I think I'm going to keep it because that's just going to keep rolling over.
No, not Woke History Month.
Because every month is Woke History Month.
Whoa. What about White History Month? That's not the woke month. Which month is that?
There's no White History Month.
Yeah, every month is White History Month.
Well, not this month. Obviously, it's Women's History Month.
There are white women. White women exist. The most famous white woman ever, Taylor Swift, exists.
Speaking of her, a quick aside.
Uh-oh.
So, I was on TikTok, and...
It's always TikTok. It's always TikTok.
Travis Kelce is following a gay porn star on Twitter.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Here it comes.
And
look, it's going to be white people's apocalypse. This is white,
white people's apocalypse.
This is white people's 9/11. This is 9/11 for white women. I'm sorry, white women. It is downhill from here. White man, I might feel sorry for you, especially if you're a girl, Swifty, it's over for you.
I mean, it's no indication of anything specific.
Is it?
It's just that it's kind of weird he's following a very specific gay porn actor.
Specific how?
Because it's like, he's not super well known. Mm. So it's like, what is this?
Mm, look. He might be trying to get to that tight end.
Yikes. We've already been there.
Yes.
A few times.
Bruh, look. It's okay. We've been saying that their relationship was fake anyway.
That's
so it
true.
Don't matter.
That's true.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he was taking it to the hole or, you know, making some touchdowns.
I mean, he do look verse, so.
Yikes. Not verse.
He looks like he's verse. I can see it.
That is a dom top. What are you talking about?
Where?
Look.
Where? Point him out. Is he in the room with us now?
Ooh, what, Travis Kelce? Look,
yes.
Man, look, he bodying the hell out of Taylor Swift right now.
They don't even have sex, probably.
He just won the Super Bowl. What are you talking about?
They don't even have sex.
She gave him the teefiest head ever.
This juice all over this microphone. The amount of willpower it took me to not do that.
Huh.
I wanna...
Almost like Drag Race.
That was
funny.
Can I believe you said that they just teeth his head of his life.
I mean, I can see it. I don't know what you want.
I don't think Taylor Swift even gives head, honestly.
She would.
I don't
she
see
wouldn't.
It.
She wouldn't. She probably wouldn't.
She
She's
probably,
a loser.
She looks like she is not putting her pretty face on nobody's cock. Like, how dare you even insinuate she would do something so heinous like that?
Look, you tell me a Swiftie doesn't get head.
Swifties and Taylor Swift are two different people.
Okay, so they're one there,
and one's just a regular bitch.
Damn, not a regular bitch. Swifties, are you all regular bitches? Like,
yes, what? All of them.
Yeah, but Taylor Swift is the most regular bitch ever.
And she ain't giving head, though.
That's a lie.
I don't think she's giving head.
I bet she gave it to...
She ain't flopping on nothing.
I bet she gave it to Taylor Lautner. I bet she did it to fucking Tom Hiddleston. Nope. Damn.
No head, Taylor.
Look, the next thing, you know what? Taylor should just date a black man. Just do it.
She is, right now.
What?
Travis Kelce.
That, let's move on. Because now my hair hurt. That's a black man. Okay. Just because he got that fade don't be shit.
That, look, according to Vogue magazine, he made that haircut popular.
My God. White man been getting fades since the 50s.
I agree. But not like him.
Yikes. Let's move on. What's the next subject?
Let's talk about P. Diddy.
Oh.
P. Diddy Kong. Dippity dickity dock. Who's been on his cock? Let me stop that. That's so rude.
That's so rude. Oh, wait. We were also talking about Diddy last time, too.
Sure was.
And lo and fucking behold.
New allegations came out. A new lawsuit.
I swear, it feels like it's just something that, like, honestly, this man should be in jail by now.
He should be under the jail.
He should be under the jail.
Like, that 100, I think it's like 100 pages for this new lawsuit. 100 going against pages?
God, that's damn near a small novel.
Yeah, it's got everything.
Everything?
It's got receipts, proof, screenshots, all that shit.
Yeah. Oh, wait, there was that one video, too, that I told you about.
Yeah.
So, like, for those of you who don't know, Sean P. Diddy Puffy Puff Daddy Combs is in the shit again.
Yep.
And for something completely different, outside the Cassie shit.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like the Cassie shit was already, like, heinous, but that is, like, ooh, I did not know the rabbit hole was this deep. And it's fucking terrible, too.
Yeah.
So, apparently, Rodney Jones, a former associate of Diddy's...
Oh, and producer, too, because he produced his last album.
Oh, he's a producer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse!
Yeah.
So, a former producer of Diddy's and everything just basically came out and said, like, Diddy is a fucking animal.
A predator.
Basically a predator and everything. Like, a different animal, but the same beast.
Yep.
Kind of BS, where, like, Diddy has done a whole bunch of heinous shit. Let's see. And, like the list includes... Let's see, sexual assault of, like, you know, sex workers, minors.
Yes.
And minors being very key here. We'll get to that in a second. You know, like, various, like, things of, like, killing, assault. There was even one instance of like, cannibalism, which I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, there was some talk about, like, eating somebody's face or some shit. I was like, what? Diddy, what are we doing here? Are you Army Hammer? Like, what the hell is this?
Oh, God. It just got worse and worse.
Assaulted people a bunch of time, and then, like, the people named in these affidavits, or not named in these affidavits, because this shit is funny. Like,
yeah, that's the funniest part.
So, like, Diddy had relations, and told Mr. Jones this, and, you know, like, yeah, this is industry standard and everything. I've done with blank with rapper name is redacted and R&B singer whose name is also redacted. But then
footnotes.
The fucking footnotes. Let's see. The footnotes for the rapper is a Philadelphia-based rapper who dated Nicki Minaj.
Like, so, who's that Pokemon?
Man, I wonder who a Philly-based rapper who dated Nicki Minaj could be. Like, who is that? Man, what are we talking about?
It could be anybody.
It's Meek Mill. Like, who the hell are we kidding? Yeah, what, really? What? Like, what? Really? You couldn't just say that?
Well, if they did, they would be implicated for, like, defamation at that point. So, they couldn't do that.
Defamation? Legally. Like, who the hell else is it?
You still did act, you know how the law works?
I don't.
It's basically a lot of legal jargon, semantics, and bullshit.
Yeah,
you can't name them by name, but you can definitely describe a person who could be that person.
Okay, whatever. So, oh, and then R&B singer is someone who performed at the Super Bowl and had a successful Vegas residency.
Now, that one was extra, that was just extra silly.
It is extra silly, but like you said, like, legal jargon and bullshit and everything that we can't necessarily do, but it's also like, who the hell are, like, they must think people are stupid.
No, they don't think people are stupid. Just they just have to by law.
Oh, well.
This is just legal garbage, pretty much. Because they can't just say Usher Raymond and Meek Mills was out here being whatever they was doing with P. Diddy.
And then the other stuff where, like, there was, like, this yacht party.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, you know, there was, like, you know, a lot of messing around with, like, sex workers and...
Which is fine, by the way. I hate that that's even in it as, like, something bad.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like, sex workers are fine and everything like that. But then, but there were also minors at this yacht party.
That's the part. That's the wrong part. Not
people were messing around with them. And then also, like, another, like, kind of famous person and everything, who I'm not surprised by this,
I'm not surprised by that at all, either.
Yeah, was Cuba Gooding Jr.
They just named him flat out.
No anonymity. That was the funniest shit ever. I was like, okay, it's just Cuba Gooding Jr. Like, we just not gonna blink his shit out.
I think because he don't got no money, probably. Oof. Or lawyers that Yikes. He can't really, like, he probably won't say anything. Or the whatever has happened with him was probably, like, actually factually checked, so
Oof.
They can't really refute that.
I mean, they could.
Maybe. But, I mean, I don't think he has any money anymore. Ain't he in jail?
Maybe.
I could have sworn Cuba Gooding Jr. went to jail recently.
Oh, yeah, he did go to jail for, like, he went to jail for some weird sexual thing or something like that.
So, if he's in jail, he really can't do nothing anyway.
Damn, you're right. I'm like, yeah, we just go name him. He's in jail. What are you gonna do?
Oh, yeah, the other person that they said was doing the crazy stuff was, a Grammy Award-winning R&B singer who had trouble with the law after assaulting a Bayesian billionaire. Like, who could this be?
I'm pissed off about that. Because, like, as the kids say, as the youth say, this, you know, this time around and everything. I'm a little old, but I'm not that old. Be fucking for real.
Right?
Who are we kidding? Who are you kidding? And why can't we just name this person? Like, but honestly, I feel like just naming Chris Brown and everything. Like, we could name Chris Brown. Like, that man is heinous for a lot of things.
Yeah.
So you could just sit there and say Chris Brown.
They could have, like, left Rihanna out of that, honestly.
They could have left Rihanna out of that.
She's like, why is she in it?
Yeah, like, you know, it's just like, Chris Brown has done a lot of things. And, like, and it's so weird because also, like, another aside. It also just speaks to, like, the thing where, like, people just keep thinking, like, the one bad thing Chris Brown did was, like, was assault Rihanna and stuff, like way back when. And it's just like, and what?
It's not the only thing he's done since then.
Yeah, it's not the only thing he's done since then. Rihanna is not, like, Chris Brown's only, like, victim or whatever. Like, Chris Brown has done a lot of heinous shit after, like, assaulting Rihanna. So, like, let's not sit there and pretend, like, he's not, like, a menace, pretty much.
Yeah, I would agree.
So, like, name him. I think the other weird thing about this whole Diddy situation is people are not outraged. They're not outraged by, like, the assault, the killing, the...
No, that's just the rap game.
They're not even upset about the goddamn minors. That's the other telling thing about it. Like, so Diddy can sit there, do all this stuff. He can sit there, assault all these minors, and, well, you know, whatever.
They shouldn't have been there. Where the parents at?
Yeah, what? Oh, God, it's R. Kelly all over again.
Literally that.
Where the parents at, man? Like, you know, like, they should have been at the party. Why were they at the party? Who cares? Diddy also was, like, you know, assaulting, like, you know, men and getting them trying to be in homosexual relationships. Oh, my God. Sound the alarms. Where's God? Where's Jesus? What happened? This is a lawless land. We can't do anything anymore. Protect our boys. What are we talking about?
People are very much focused on Diddy's sexuality and not the allegations against him.
Yeah, because, you know, he could sexually assault minors as long as they're girls. Stupid.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no. Like, it's these are underage children.
But even then, like, they don't even care about the allegations about him even sexually assaulting anybody. It's just the fact that, oh my God, he could possibly be bisexual? How scandalous. Like, this is the least of our worries right now.
Yeah, like, oh, like, the, out of all the things he'd be concerned with, you're upset that he might be bisexual?
Right.
The fact that he may fuck men sometimes and everything is, like, the thing that's, like, that's got your, like, nethers in a bunch. Like, that's what we're focused on?
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's stupid.
Speaking of people getting stuff in a bunch, I don't know how I was on Twitter. Because first I was like, what the heck is Freak Meal? That was trending for a little while.
What?
Yes, Freak Mill.
Oh God!
And then I looked, and it was something from Academics that had tweeted about Meek Mill's.
Uh-oh. What did that?
It was something stupid. It's not even worth repeating. The only thing that was funny about it is that he put Freak Mill in there. So not those two are beefing now.
That's stupid. Wait. Wasn't like Academics like all on Meek Mill's like jock at some point? That's. I don't have time for, like, celebrity beefs are so stupid.
They are. I just was like, why is Freak Mill trending on Twitter right now?
Academics got a lot of nerve.
Of all people talking about anybody's stuff, like, he's like, God, he doesn't need a platform.
He doesn't. Like, a lot of these people don't need a platform. But long story short, Diddy needs to go to jail.
He needs to be under the jail.
Like, I need him in solitary confinement. Lock that man up like Hannibal Lecter. Feed him through a tube for the rest of his life. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm hoping like something kind of comes of this soon.
Because the fact this came right after the Cassie thing is very telling.
Yeah, I also think it's good because like it's nice that like, you know, someone else finally like came out and felt safe enough to be like, yeah, this man like kind of ruined my goddamn life.
Yeah.
So hopefully something comes out of that situation.
I just want the homophobia to be like, I don't know, that's
not gonna stop.
I mean, you're right, because even Aubrey O'Day was like, y'all are worried about the wrong shit. Y'all were about the wrong stuff. We should worry about the actual, like, allegations against him, not his sexuality. Who cares if he has sex with men every now and then or all the time? Who cares?
The straight people do.
I don't know why.
Because it might happen to them. They might turn gay.
Well, it's their fault.
No. If one of their idols just didn't have sex with men, they wouldn't have the urge to have sex with men. Sex with
men is sometimes kind of fun.
You're gay. You of course you would say that.
Exactly. I endorse this.
Look, you indoctrinated me into gayness.
Wow. Like, that's not my fault.
It was literally your fault.
Told you to put your penis in places.
Look, you told me to go on the app so I could put my penis in place.
No, that's when you go to the apps. I didn't tell you what to do after that. You made a decision after that.
What are the apps for, Michael?
To make friends. let's move on.
let's move on. You pissed me off with that one. Make friends. Okay. Okay, sir.
Let's talk about that game show that the contestants on there are having such a hard time.
Oh,
answer some questions.
Oh Lord. Okay, so I think the show is on Fox.
Yeah.
The Fox's new show, The Floor. I don't know what the premise of the show is.
I don't either, and I kind of don't care.
We're past the point of not caring about because what the show is about isn't important. The thing is that they had like these celebrities on screen and everything, and so the people on the floor, had to name the celebrities, and so like they had a bunch of white people on there and everything. Cool, or is it like so cool? They had a bunch of white people on there, named a bunch of white celebrities and stuff like that, and then they get to some black celebrities, and then they're just like
Skip or I don't know who that is.
And I think the most egregious of that was seeing Tracee Ellis Ross pop up,
right?
And then that white man going pass, and I was like, what?
Literal daughter of Diana Ross? The literal daughter?
He probably don't even know who the fuck Diana Ross is.
Oh, that's even worse.
So the funny thing is, like, I saw another clip of The Floor, and they had these two black people in there, and it was a man and a woman and everything, and they're going through the gauntlet. They're like naming everybody, mm-hmm. And a couple of them was tricky for the woman, because like there was one that was Doja Cat and everything, but she literally looked like Coily Ray at that moment.
Okay.
So it was funny because she said it, and then like there was another one she had trouble with, and I forget who it was, but like pretty much they named all the celebrities. I was like,
that sounds about right.
I was like, yeah, that makes sense. But I think the major issue here is why do white people get to opt out of black culture when they feel like it?
It's easy.
Like black and other like POCs kind of have to know everything about white culture. We have to know every white celebrity. We have to know every like, you know, white thing that came out. But when it comes to black culture, especially and everything, because like, you know, white people are like the main perpetrators of this shit. Where like, you know, they consume all like the bright and like starry stuff about like black culture and everything, but like it's really weird that you could sit there, do that. You could, like, you can, like, you can sing our songs. You can, like, watch our movies and everything like that. Say our phrases. Because, yeah, there's, like, phrases and books and everything on there, too.
Ooh, not the phrases part. I just got mad about that the other day.
Yeah, because I saw, like, the Bye Felicia clip, and he's like, and I was like, how do you not know that? Why do you not know where... Well, actually, that kind of happened when Bye Felicia was, like, kind of circulating around anyway. Oh, my like, God. A lot of people kept saying it. I was like, you haven't even fucking watched Friday.
Never in your freaking life have you seen this film.
And that's not even... And the funny thing is, like, Bye Felicia wasn't even, like, a major quote in the damn movie.
It really wasn't. It was kind of a throwaway line.
Like out of all the things of in Friday and everything, Bye Felicia was not that memorable of a quote.
The memorable stuff, like, you got... firing your day off. Now that's memorable.
Right? How the hell you get fired on your day off?
That shit was hilarious. That is iconic.
Like, that stuff, or you know, like, Craig and Smokey's like, damn!
Oh yeah, that like, damn was
like,
so good.
Like, that's iconic. That's my boy, Punk! Like, that stuff is iconic. By yep. Felicia, that was nothing.
Nothing. It was so throwaway.
And so, it's really weird to see, like, you know, white people just consume our culture. Like, consume our culture, like, you know, just absorb all these things and, like, say our quotes, like, you know, do all this stuff and everything, and they can't really name where it's from.
Of course not. They think it's from TikTok.
Ooh, so
I
so
will
upset.
I will never forget this. I was talking to my boyfriend the other day, and I was explaining to him about AAVE, more specifically, because he didn't know, and I was talking about Deadass. He was like, huh?
Oh,
and then
he, wait, what? he didn't know what Deadass was.
He thought that was like just Twitch stream talk.
So, Michael,
yes,
you know I love and support your relationship.
I know.
With him.
I'm glad that you do.
it might be time for you to end this shit.
What?
I look. I'm sorry.
Not ended. I would
Twitch
rather...
stream speak. The Twitch chat speak.
Yeah, that's what he said out of his mouth.
That's. I'm sorry. There are lies, and that's...
Look, he didn't know Timbs and Timberlands were the same thing.
So, so like y'all gonna end it, right?
No,
I don't want you to, because I know this has probably been your healthiest relationship.
Yeah.
But I'm also concerned. just a smidge, because
okay, he doesn't have a lot of black friends. Actually, I don't think he has any like. Close black friends right now. I'm the closest one he has, so I understand why.
You know what? Because he's not white.
Yes,
I will let it slide. But he is on thin ice.
He's very insular about stuff.
Wait, insular?
Like he doesn't really like branch out into like the world of like pop culture and stuff, okay. Really very much. Like he didn't even know who Megan Thee Stallion was.
What?
Oh, I've been educating him about Megan Thee Stallion for like the last couple months.
Huh?
He didn't know she was a person. At first, he thought she was a fitness influencer because I was showing videos of her like doing like glute exercises because he wanted to get his glutes bigger. So I'm like, okay, well, Meg's kind of like the queen of glutes, so. He's like, oh, she's a rapper. I'm like, yes, babe, she is a rapper. That's how she got famous in the first place.
You know what? I'm you know what? That's your relationship. I am like I said, he's not white, so I'm not gonna sit there and be upset about it.
Like, I'm okay with teaching if someone's willing to learn, and he's willing to learn, so I'm okay with it.
You know what? Fair enough.
I like my other relationships I was in previously when I had to like, oh God, just
look, don't talk
I'm
to
not,
me.
I'm
was,
not,
I was there.
Not,
you know how I feel. I will call somebody stupid.
I'm not even gonna invoke the name, but you already know.
Yes, I do.
It was a lot tougher then. Now it's a lot easier. It's just okay, well, this is this person, what they doing, blah blah blah. So it's like not as severe, but I actually had a whole like status update about this whole thing. I'm like, wow, like how black culture is kind of like this thing to where people take bits and pieces of it.
Mm-hmm.
They start this parts they like,
yeah.
They take
right,
they kind of like incorporate in their own, but they don't like actually know where the origin stuff comes from,
they
or
don't.
the significance of it, the cultural significance, none of that stuff. They don't get any of that stuff. They just like, oh, I like this thing, like Big Back. I'm so tired of people using that. Y'all,
I mean,
have ruined Big Back.
Big Back was already like kind of problematic.
It was problematic. But it was just for us though.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's messed up and everything. If it reaches outside the target audience,
yes,
and so yeah. Honestly, when white people get a hold of most things,
They ruined that.
They don't even know what the fuck that is.
They completely ruined that. Yeah, used it incorrectly.
You know, that also reminds me of that one TikTok of like this. This person was like, yeah, like, I'm still saying, like, you know, whack and dope and all this other stuff and everything. And the only reason that other people aren't using it because white people deemed like it was uncool. And it's just like,
yep,
they can sit there, move on from it. I'm still saying whack. I'm still saying dope. I'm still saying trill. Trill hasn't been a thing for, like, most people since, like, the mid-2000s. I still say trill when it comes to, like, a lot of different things. I'm not going to sit there and, like, white people sit there and tell me what's cool and not cool. Because most of the times, they don't. And I think that's the funny thing, because a lot of white people get their coolness from black culture.
Yes, yes.
Like, anything that most things that white people thought were cool and everything came from black people.
Yes.
So
black,
like,
people are the culture of coolness. That's just what it always has been that way.
It's especially when it comes to, like, slang and everything, or, like, you know,
clothing, fashion, music,
right?
Food. We literally made the chicken sandwich a thing that summer. But the big back thing is, when I saw that TikTok, that white boy was like, you probably have the biggest back if you do this. I'm like, ew, gross, get it away from me.
I hope you instantly, like, cut that down TikTok.
I did,
okay,
I did.
Good. That's good. I was going to say, I hope you didn't keep watching.
No,
that.
I didn't, because luckily it was a stitch, and we were like, okay, pack it up, it's over.
Yeah.
I'll never forget when I was younger, and when they was using for Shizzle for stuff, and
Lord.
Fran Drescher, white ass, was on some commercial talking some something. She said, like, this is my Shizzle. It's for Shizzle. It was, I want to vomit out of my mouth.
Not Miss Fran Fine.
Yes, Miss Fran Zionist Fine. Yes, her.
Oh, damn. But that's important. Yeah, this whole thing with, like, the floor just kind of made me realize, like, again, it's really telling how, like, white people just get to opt out of, like, the things that they want to opt out of.
Easily.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to sit there, say the phrase. Oh, I'm going to sit there and do all this other stuff. I'm going to wear the clothes. I'm going to listen to the music.
I'm going to wear a fade, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get a fade. I'm going to get box braids. I'm gonna get all these cool trends and everything, and when I'm tired of it, I could just opt out of it.
Exactly. Just like what's that name's doing right now? What's that woman saying?
Who?
The other white girl from Disney.
Miley Cyrus?
Yes, her. Biggest.
Miley Cyrus is, like, the biggest perpetrator of that. But, like, she been did that, like, when she had, like, her, like, first stuff.
God.
Like, yeah, like, she was like, I'm quirky. Like, you know, I'm twerking on Robin Thicke. And I'm like, you know, I'm your favorite bitch. And, like, you know, all that stuff. And then, like, after all that, like, oh, I'm like, you know, I'm going back to, like, my roots, and I'm making
being
pop
a white
music
woman again,
right? And I could buy myself flowers. I could walk in the sand, and then other people like Post Malone was doing rap and everything.
Yo, I forgot about that man, because he pissed me off a long time ago. Talking some, I don't do rap, or I don't, like, what his quote was, if you want to listen to real music, you don't listen to rap music. You listen to, like, some other shit. I'm like, but you make
don't
rap
you
music.
Make wait I was gonna say don't you make rap music don't haven't you like collaborated with rappers before?
Yes,
like, what the
yes,
hell are we talking
did.
About so what do you mean Post Malone, like,
yeah, that quote pissed me off so much.
And so, like, but again it just goes to show you that, like, oh, I'm white, so I can sit there and opt out of fucking urban culture and everything, and black people and everything, when I feel like it.
Exactly. I use it for what I need it for, and then when I'm done with it, I just throw it in the box and throw it away.
Yep, I got my popularity now. Now I can make the real music that I want to make. Oh, yeah. Like, Pink kind of started out that way, too.
Well, I will say, in her case, she was forced by LA Reid to do the black stuff.
Mm.
And then she said, I can't do this, because this is not truly who I am.
Right.
So I will not give that to Pink. She don't deserve that.
Okay, fair.
She's the only one, even though, like, of the white people who do black music and stuff, I can only name a few that I actually can, like, consider, like, not appropriate. It's like JoJo and, what's that, man? John B. and Tina Marie and, I think that's it for right now.
Yeah, there's probably more.
Maybe more. Maybe. But yeah, those three people, they understand black culture. They don't take from it. They don't act like it's theirs. They're just guests there. They're appreciative of it, and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm like, just trip like old goofy ass. Ugh.
Whoa. What are you talking about? He made Future Sex Love Sounds, probably one of the greatest albums of our. I can't even. Rolling my eyes. Whoa. He gave us Sexy Back, you asshole.
That song was trash then, it's trash now.
Damn. Okay.
I hate that fucking song when it came out. I'm like, this song is garbage.
Whoa. But, like, he gave us, like, such hits like Rock Your Body and Cry Me a River and Senorita. What are you talking about?
All those Michael Jackson rejects?
Oof. Yikes.
I mean, I kind of like Rock Your Body.
I mean, look, his first album, I will stand by it.
Oh, is it just?
Oh, go away. Go away forever. Ooh, go away forever. Ooh. You need to go home. You just stay
in. I feel good. I feel justified.
I hate it. Oh, I hate it. Let's talk about something else. You just ruined it. Ooh.
I'm going to hell for that.
You That's are. Way more than you deserve to be.
Wow. Asking for water. Wow. That's messed up. That's a little harsh.
You should have said that then.
Talking
about it's justified. I'm gonna fucking throw you out of my house and Whoa! Lock the door.
Whoa, we're friends.
Not right now.
Look,
friendship ended at 11:02 Central Standard Time.
Damn, sorry, apps.
All right, our next topic is Superman Legacy. Got a name change, because why not?
Okay, wait, so what did they change the name to?
Superman.
What? Oh, they've never had that before. I can't wait.
It's brand new.
Man.
So innovative.
Is it any relation to, you know, Superman of, like, the 1970s?
No.
What? But they already named it Superman.
Yes, but this is a new Superman.
I mean, I guess. That's cool.
This is such a dumb move to rename it to something like that. Superman Legacy, I thought, was a really good name for a new movie that's going to, like, be the new, like, starting point for Superman in this new DC universe they're trying to make.
Yeah, I honestly like Superman Legacy as a name. Like, I thought it was interesting. It's another line in the mini Superman that we've had. And now it just feels like, okay, so you're just gonna change the Superman. Like, okay,
that's
like,
so what, boring.
Like, what am I supposed to do with this do nothing ass title?
So we gotta say Superman 25 now.
I'm not doing all that.
Superman 79 and shit. So you can differentiate the ones by year, since they don't want to have a clever name.
Like, it was fine. We could have had Superman and all that other stuff. We had Superman Returns. We had the GOAT, Man of Steel.
Oh, love that movie still to this day.
I need to go home and just watch that movie again.
It was a great movie. Like, they did a great job.
One
of Zack Snyder's best films he's ever made.
I'm definitely in agreement with that.
Like, he snapped with that one.
Let's see. We got Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
We know how you feel about that movie. We've been there.
Look,
we
Batman versus Superman.
We get it. You don't like it. It's too brainy for you.
Too much
dialogue.
Michael, I know.
Too much dialogue for you.
I know you are not about to tell me that you enjoy it.
We understand. We get it. You don't like movies with dialogue.
Oh, I don't like dialogue.
You don't. Okay. We get it. You want to watch Expendables.
Whoa.
Bang, don't, shoot above.
Don't use Expendables. You can't use Expendables.
Gun, shoot, bang, bang. Happy time. We get it.
Okay. Don't tell me you said there be a ride or die for Batman vs. Superman of all movies. Justice League, I'll give you. Batman vs. Superman? What? You telling me you really like that movie?
I enjoyed this. Then the director's cut.
What do
you want from me? I am just telling my truth.
The truth is that movie sucked.
You like movies that suck too, though. We all do.
Okay, wait. I've never liked a movie that sucked in my life.
That's not true. You like Ant-Man 3. That movie was
okay,
fucking
wait,
trash.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
See?
Okay, wait,
that
hold on.
That nothing ass movie.
Damn. So Ant-Man didn't do anything, but Kang was great?
He didn't do much either. He got beat by some damn ants.
But it was...
His whole arc was like, I'm about to beat y'all ass, and he just didn't do it.
He really didn't. Like, he had the upper hand that whole movie.
Yes.
Like, all he had to do was, like, do a little... The thing is, like, it was weird. It was like, the other weird thing about Quantumania, because another aside, because why not? He didn't use the time wiping powers on, like, Ant-Man or Wasp. Like,
nope.
That was weird. Like, you were time wiping everything. You couldn't just do them too. Like, you could have won.
Easily.
And then also, like, you know, the physical prowess and everything, because Jonathan Majors was built.
Yeah, he's pretty big.
Like, that man was a powerhouse. And then you got, like, little Paul Rudd and everything. It was like, man, I'm just funny and quirky and everything. With my hazel-colored eyes, look at me. Jokes.
I'm ants. Not jokes.
And then, like, you know, you got beat by, like, some BS.
I'm sorry, man. That movie was just kind of mid, though.
It was.
Like, I can't even remember exactly what the point of the movie was supposed to be. They went to the Quantumanian world, and that world was silly looking.
Yeah.
I don't know what the point of that movie was. If it was supposed to, like,
the give... The post-credit scene was good.
That's not... Now, it's like, there's no payoff to that.
Everything about that movie sucks.
That movie has no payoff now. It's literally just like the Eternals movie. The big ass Eternal is still in the damn ocean.
Is it?
It should be there.
I don't know, man.
How?
Look, if it was, we would have heard about it.
Stop it.
Maybe that was an alternate Earth.
There is no alternate Earth. That's main Earth.
Hey, no.
That's main Earth.
Nope.
That is main Earth.
How is it main Earth?
They said it in the movie.
How come we haven't seen it in, like...
Because they don't know how continuity works.
We ain't seen it in Black Panther. We ain't seen it in Marvels. We ain't seen it in Miss Marvel. We ain't seen it in She-Hulk.
Because they don't know what continuity means.
It didn't happen.
It was another Earth.
It was another
Earth. It's not another Earth.
It was another Earth, though.
You're gaslighting me right now. And I'm not
how am I gaslighting? Okay, me. If it happened, then it would have happened.
They don't know what continuity means. That's their problem, not mine.
There's no continuity if it didn't happen.
It's called a loose end that's not been tied up yet.
If it happened, it would have happened.
Just like with the whole Darkholm thing with the book. That was already excavated by the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. months, like, years ago. And all of a sudden, now Scarlet Witch got it? They're like, oh, well.
She's Scarlet Witch. She could have took that shit when she whatever she wanted. Yeah.
The people who made the movie, like, oh, shit, that actually did happen?
She got it because she's
Scarlet
Witch.
They don't know what continuity means.
Look,
in the MCU.
The Scarlet Witch got it because she's the Scarlet Witch. You saw how she just went in those other universes.
Oh, my God.
In one of those universes, baby.
You are MCU peeled.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
That's the only way that makes sense now, I mean.
What do you mean?
That's the only way this makes sense.
What do you mean?
You are defending literal foolishness on purpose.
Am I?
Yes.
I don't know.
You were MCU peeled.
Well, first of all, you like Multiverse of Madness way more than I did.
It was all right.
Damn.
I wasn't like, I'm going to watch that shit again. No.
No, fair enough.
It was a one and done movie.
I kind of felt the same way. It was mostly like the white queers are getting on my nerves with the whole like.
The overly zealous fan of Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, like, oh my God. I was like, y'all have never read an X-Men comic in your life. Stop playing with me.
Don't get me started on the source material topic, because that will be another hour of me ranting about that.
Look, I'm just saying, if the Eternal thing happened, it would have happened.
You are a complete idiot.
Wow, that's hurtful.
An utter idiot, to be exact.
Damn, not complete and utter.
Yes.
That's an extra level.
Yes, because you're going there. You're maxing out. What? Not idiot maxing.
Damn, not me being stupid pilled and idiot maxing.
You should have been trying to gaslight me about the Eternals thing being in the damn ocean.
I'm going dummy mode.
The Celestials are still there.
Look. You're right. Continuity is not Marvel strong suit.
No, it's not.
Because if it had, a lot of stuff would make sense. And
yes.
It don't.
Oh, you know what? Another topic I want to bring up.
Oh.
The Fantastic Four cast being finally revealed.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I almost forgot about that. Yes, we can talk about that because I have some thoughts.
I don't like it.
So I think the only things that I'm kind of okay with is Pedro Pascal. And then
that's what I don't like the most.
What?
I don't see him as Reed Richards at all. I'm so sorry.
I mean,
I don't see it. I can't see it. But I'm gonna trust the process.
So
I've been wrong before.
So my whole thing about like the whole Reed Richards thing, right, is that we had John Krasinski.
He was right there.
John Krasinski was right there in Multiverse of Madness and everything, and he was perfect. Even though we didn't see him do shit, and he got washed immediately.
He was really good in his role.
I enjoyed it. He looked the part and everything.
He really
had the
beard. Did.
I was like, you know what? I was with everybody in the theater and everything. It was shit. I was like, let's go. We gotta. And then all of a sudden they were like, no.
He's dead.
Joseph Quinn as Human Torch.
Don't like it either. Don't like
and
it.
And so the thing mm-hmm. is like I'm hoping this hype hasn't been built up from him being being like Eddie Munson in Stranger Things, because that's probably what it was. And like, of course, all the white women and white queers are like, oh my god, I love Eddie Munson, he's so great. And it's just like, no. That man is not, like, he is not what I picture when I think about Johnny Storm.
Not even a little bit.
So I like you, I'm gonna trust the process, but like, you're gonna have to sit there do a lot of work to make him hot to me. But also, like, the
so funny tonight.
I mean, it's kind of my like shtick.
Get a new one.
Damn. Any hooser. The thing is like, another person who was also in Stranger Things could have been Johnny Storm, Dacre Montgomery, who played he played the Red Ranger in the Power Rangers reboot.
Oh, him. He would have been pretty good.
And so that's why I was like,
that would have been a good
cast. I was like, we had a good looking actual hot Johnny Storm right there. He could have did it.
He could have. Maybe they're going for a more subdued,
kind of what, boy next door look?
Anti-jock looking like Johnny Storm.
Maybe that's stupid.
It is.
That is stupid.
Who's playing Sue? I can't place her.
I forget her name, but she's been in a bunch of different things.
I feel like that's the girl that was in the last Mission Impossible movies. I think
That is her.
That is her. Okay. You know what?
She played. You know
what? I changed my mind. She actually, I see her as Sue Storm.
She was also in Hobbs and Shaw as like Jason Statham's like sister.
Oh, her. Okay. Yep. You know what? I see her being a white woman as a white woman superhero. That's literally what Sue Storm's whole character is. So
I mean, now that I know who she is, I'm like, okay, she could play the part. I kind of wanted, like, you know, somebody like Margot Robbie to be.
You can't have Margot Robbie for everything.
Yes, we
Every
can.
Every bitch can't be her son. Okay?
How could you say that to the Nicki Minaj?
She can't be everything.
She can.
She can't be everything.
She can be Barbie. She can be Harley. She can be Sue. She can be everything.
Okay.
She is every woman. It is Women's History Month. How dare you?
I get it. She would have been exceptional as Sue Storm. She's exceptional at any character that she would have to play.
Ooh, wait. What? Okay. Wait. So let's rethink some things. Okay. So we don't get Margot Robbie as Sue Storm, but imagine she dyed her hair red.
No, I know where you're going with this.
Okay, you know, hear me out. Now, what if she was the mother of mothers?
Not mother mothering mothers.
What if she's Jean Grey?
I would be okay with it. I know that my girl would be in good hands, so I would be okay with that.
I mean, she wouldn't. You know, oh no, make Margot Robbie Dazzler. That'd be great.
Oh, that'd be even better. Oh God, she would.
That would be
great. Margot Robbie is kind of like the female version of like Johnny Depp in a way that like character acting. They just do a great job at that.
She really does.
Like she just gets it.
I mean, but like she puts her heart in the roles and everything.
She really
too.
Does.
Like if you like, you know, seeing her in like all these different movies and everything, like from like Wolf of Wall Street to like, you know, pretty much most of the DC projects that have come out in the last few years, especially like, you know, Emancipation of Harley Quinn, both Suicide Squad movies, Barbie,
I, Tonya.
Oh, how could I forget about
that? Never forget that. That was life changing for me seeing that movie. As a person who was really into figure skating, when that shit happened with Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan, oh, that shit was epic. She did a great job. So yeah, I'm always gonna be a fan of her. Mr. Henry Cavill signed with Marvel apparently too, with an undisclosed role.
Yes, it's happening.
I don't know what he's playing, but
he's gonna be Doctor Doom. It's gonna be amazing.
I don't want to be a villain, but I'm okay with being a villain.
What do you mean? He could be a great villain.
I know he'd be a great villain.
All he got to do is do what he did in that Mission Impossible.
Don't remind me. That was traumatizing.
Look, he just got to
beat that damn bathroom by that one little man. That little small Asian man beat their ass. Both of them.
That's funny.
They did that whole promo of him doing the damn things with his fist and shit to get his ass beat.
The funny thing is, I was hyped before that. I was like, oh, snap, Harry Cavill for the whoop some ass.
He did. He got his ass fucking rocked in that bathroom.
So Henry Cavill might just be Captain Britain, like you said.
They haven't said who he's playing yet. He could play a lot of roles, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, he's very versatile in this type
of
thing.
Ooh, make him, like, Hyperion or something.
Oh, God. I think they already have Hyperion. No. That was the other guy, Sentry. They supposedly already cast it.
Oh, yeah, somebody. So I forgot who was supposed to be Sentry.
But, yeah, Hyperion, that would be a good one. But I don't think they're going to really do anything with Hyperion, though. If they're going to give Henry, I think they're going to give him a high-profile character. Or if it's not a high-profile character, they're going to make the character more high-profile because of
Henry.
They're gonna, yeah, because of Henry. Like they did with Peacemaker in DC.
Peacemaker is
icon.
I don't like it, and it's only because of John Cena.
Only because of John Cena, he made that role his.
Like, I honestly probably one of the better parts of the Suicide Squad.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Like Peacemaker, I didn't know who the hell Peacemaker was until John Cena came on the scene.
The most D-list ass character ever.
And now he's like a household name. Like now he's in Mortal Kombat 1. And let's see, we got Ben Grimm is being played by God, what the hell is his name?
That dude, he's on the Bear, right?
Yeah,
yeah. You know what? That's a good choice too.
Yeah, he is. But he was also the tech dude in The Punisher with John Bernthal.
Right,
yeah,
right. You know what?
So like, I mean, I'm excited to see where this goes.
I think the only character I'm not too keen on is Pedro and the dude that's playing
Joseph Quinn.
I
feel like Pedro can make it work.
He just never gives me, like, I don't know. How can I explain? It's like, unless they're going to, like, redefine the character, I just don't see him being, like, a classic version of, like, Reed Richards, really.
Yeah. I mean, we'll just.
But I could be wrong, though. Cause I was wrong about a couple of characters. I'm like, oh, shit, he did a great job.
Wait, who were you wrong about?
What's her name? God, what's that girl's name? She played Valkyrie.
Oh, Tessa Thompson?
Yes.
Oh, Tessa Thompson does such a good job with Valkyrie.
I was like, she is so tiny. Because I was very much attached to Valkyrie in the comic. She's so small and tiny. And nah, she did a great job.
Look at you. One of King Valkyrie's loyal supporters.
Yeah, I even cosplayed as her. Shit, that was that. She was that good.
Oh, yeah, you did do that.
She was that good. Like, I was like, damn. Well, ain't my words.
You know, I think more importantly about like this Fantastic Four casting is we need to know. I'm really, 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 really curious as who the hell is going to be Doctor Doom.
Yeah, that's important.
That is going to make or break this movie.
We've had some very unfortunate incidents with Doctor Doom in live action.
So the funny thing is that the mid-2000s like Fantastic Four Doctor Doom,
the Fox one,
yeah, that one was a bit better than the one we got in 2015.
Yeah, that trash heap,
like that weird Ethernet cable Doctor Doom,
that was awful.
Right, that man looked like a damn melted server.
That was so awful. I don't know who thought that was a good idea.
I mean, well, at least we got Michael B. Jordan as Johnny Storm.
That was good. Actually, him and was that Kate Mara?
Yeah, Kate Mara.
She did a great job as Sue Storm.
You know what? I forgot that was her. Yeah, she was really good.
The Reed Richards? No, that boy was terrible.
What, Miles? You love awful. My boy Miles? He
awful.
Was...
Throw it away. Put it somewhere.
Yeah, he was kind of a weird.
I forgot who played the Thing.
Because he was a do nothing ass thing. Like he didn't really do much at everything. It was really just like.
Yeah, that movie was tough for a lot of reasons. The only thing they got right was like Superstorm's power set. They did a good job with like showing it on like live action. But other than that, like that movie was awful. It was a disgrace.
Yeah.
So terrible. Like, why you do this to the Blood family?
And also, like, Doom was even worse.
Yeah, Doom was like, y'all could use another villain at this point. Like, y'all have to do Doom like that. Like, Doom's one of the, like, top 10, like, best villains in Marvel. And you did him like that?
Yeah, he's like, Doom is probably always going to be in, like, the top 10 conversation when it comes to Marvel villains.
Oh, for
probably
sure.
Top 5.
Yeah, I would say top 5, easily. Yeah, he's done some really
like, yeah, he's up there. He's up there with Magneto. Like,
oh,
him,
for sure.
Him and Magneto are always going to be in the conversation of best villains.
Yeah. I mean, my personal fave will always be Mr. Sinister. Because
that's because you're gay.
Because Mr. Sinister be getting shit done. And,
and you're gay. And Mr. Sinister. Is gay.
He's just non-binary, okay?
Oh, they're non-binary?
He goes by he, him, but he has no problem being in a woman's body.
So, like I said, Mr. Sinister is gay, and you're gay, wow. And you like, and you're like gay-coded things.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Look, didn't
he
Mr. Sinister...
He is a little sassy, I agree.
Didn't he, like, have a whole, like, obsession with Cyclops or something?
Had.
Oh, yes.
The whole point of Madeline Pryor was because he wanted to fuck Scott and have a baby with him.
Like I said, so you're gay, and Mr. Sinister is gay, and you
Sinister,
like gay-coded things.
Mr. Sinister is about getting work done. He's about whatever's going to work.
Mr. Sinister is also a sick bastard.
Oh, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
That man is twisted. He's like, I'm going. Like, you saw what he did to Morph? He indoctrinated Morph into... he's a non-binary through the use of Baphomet.
Go away.
He's like, away. Great Baphomet. Go Maybe away. Let me turn morph into a non-binary entity.
Go away forever. Go. I'm going to put you in a box and send you overseas somewhere.
Look, Mr. Sinister listened to the Joe Rogan podcast with Cat Williams on there. He was like, man, I should make morph non-binary. That'd be great. Thank you, great Baphomet.
You know what? Since we're talking about X-Men,
Oh Lord.
We got to talk about a little bit about the X-Men cartoon, and everybody's like getting upset about the small change they're making.
Well, I mean, we talked a little bit about it on Delayed Hyper Combo.
We talk about the fucking Rogue's ass being nerfed, as everybody keeps saying, because, you know, it's a kid show.
That's a non-issue.
Ass is small now.
Okay, who cares?
Everybody cares.
It is that. That is a cartoon. You're 36.
Her ass is small now.
That is a cartoon. You are 36.
And they can't use that cartoon for their enjoyment anymore.
Oh, my God. I don't watch cartoons to come, bro.
Well, other people do. Okay? Well,
look, those are the people that need to be locked up. Like, we need to put you on a list if that's all you care about.
I saw no less than, like, 10 posts about Rogue's ass being small now.
Yeah, because of wokeism.
Oh, God.
The woke mind virus has invaded Disney.
Oh, my God.
So now we got to have assless superheroes.
I'm like, who cared about her ass being smaller now? It's a kid. This show is for kids.
Whoa. What kids were fucking there in 97?
Me! Other than me?
But you're an adult now.
Okay, I don't need her ass to.
This ain't for no current kids, idiot. It's for the kid in you who was a kid in 97 when this shit came out. Dummy.
The kid in me in 97 did not need her ass to be big.
You were gay then in 97, so it didn't matter.
Wow, now you just like being homophobic.
Am I?
On purpose.
Look, Mr. Sinister would want me to be this way.
Wow, Mr. Sinister is about trans rights, okay?
No, yeah, he's transforming the rights of others.
No, he's transforming himself.
You know what, you're right. He's like, man, if I'm a woman, Scott will have sex with me. Such a devious plan, Mr. Sinister.
I could not believe that was the actual canon reason for all of that shit that happened with Madeline Pryor.
Wait, who's Madeline Pryor?
That's the Jean Grey's clone that he made.
Oh, yeah, wasn't she like evil or something?
She went evil after she found out the truth about everything.
That's funny as hell. I'm a clone. Well, I don't have to do anything. That nothing applies to me.
Like, she became like evil after they took her baby from her, and then Scott left her for Jean because Jean came back and she went fucking ballistic and started like taking on like evil energy and shit and started making double. It got really weird and like.
I mean, X-Men is a weird comic, but that's actually kind of funny, though. I mean, but honestly, I kind of go nuts, too, and everything. They took my damn baby, and then, like...
Yeah, the baby, that's Cable.
Okay. All right, X-Men.
All right. Bro, I told you, X-Men gets really wacky.
Well, no, but no, that's... That reminds me, there was a bunch of threads on like Twitter about it. They're like the X-Men lore is wild as hell.
It is wild as hell. There's some weird shit in there.
So, oh Lord, damn Cable, you ain't had no chance.
No chance at all.
Oh Lord. Oh, that, speaking of X-Men, that reminds me of all like the discourse about Cyclops coming out. Like people were just like, yeah, Cyclops. I was like, look. I've changed my mind on like Cyclops. I did not like Cyclops at first, and then I had to
brainwashed like everybody else.
I was brainwashed.
Y'all see a character that's a little bit more stoic and go by the book. You're like, oh, he's a cop, and it's just not who his character is. He's so against the establishment.
I mean, yeah, like, but see, I would say the cartoon gave me the wrong idea about like, because you know I'm going with Wolverine and stuff when he punched. Like, look, he punched Scott into something. That was the funniest shit ever. He's like, nah, you left Morphin Beast behind, you bastard. I go where I want.
Wolverine was always compromising missions and shit, trying to do whatever the fuck he wanted to do instead of actually.
Because he's Wolverine Ring, nigga.
Oh, my God. Wolverine's a whole loser anyway.
Yeah, he kind of is.
You still pine over a woman who don't even want you.
It don't matter now. They're poly.
Well, now. I'm talking back then, though.
Oh, well, yeah, back then. Like, that was...
She was like, boy, if you don't control 5'3", that's away from me.
Damn, oof.
The fact that Wolverine is shorter than me is always be funny.
Look, he goes where he wants to go.
No, he ain't going in that...
That what? Say it.
Never mind. He's not going inside Jean Grey's anything.
I mean, he is now.
I mean, yeah, now.
And that now matters. Now matters. But then, who cares about then? We're talking about now.
Look, that might change soon anyway.
Damn, you're right. Because, like, Gene was, like, hella pregnant in one of those damn promos.
Oh, God.
Ooh, what if they retcon that for, like, that to be Cable?
If that's Madeline Pryor, that's going to be funny.
I don't think that's Madeline Pryor.
Well, I think she's going to be on the show. I think they casted her.
What, Madeline Pryor?
Yeah, the voice actor for her. So
this is going to be wacky
as
hell.
If they do Inferno, that's going to be a fucking wild ride. You talking about wacky bullshit? Mm. They talking about demons and shit?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
Madeline. Oh, no, the demon Baphomet. I told you, you're coming for more.
not Madeline Pryor bringing their Baphomet.
Like, that's going to be the whole plot of the show. We turn morph trans. Turn them back. Turn them back.
Not Madeline bringing Baphomet there to turn people trans. That is a wacky ass. That whole like event for Inferno was weird as hell.
You'll have to tell me about that sometime, because usually I'm curious about like X-Men stuff, because like X-Men stuff is probably one of the more interesting things in Marvel.
Yes, it is definitely the most interesting, because they have such great, incredible, like, stories and events and shit. But there is some, like, what the hell was y'all thinking back then? But I gotta remember, at the time, who was writing this shit was a white man who was weird, a little different.
A little different how?
He just think different.
Okay. That could mean he's either like some kind of phobic or some kind of
No. Not actually, he wanted to be way more queer back in the day, but they didn't want to. Like, oh, that's gonna alienate our audience and reader base.
I mean, fair.
Yeah, Chris Claremont, he wants you to be super queer. Like, but it makes sense. Why would mutants be just all like heteronormative and stuff? That don't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Like, man, give me my Wolverine X Sabretooth fanfic.
Okay, that's weird.
Well, how's that weird?
That's weird.
Oh my God, how's it weird?
That's weird.
Look, I get my Dom Top Sabretooth.
Wow.
And I get my like little short man bottom like Wolverine. Or like, no, actually they're both verse, so it works out
they're
perfectly.
Both verse. That I don't want to watch that or see that or be involved in
I
that.
Do.
Of course you do.
Well, I love Sabretooth.
That's such a weird character to like.
Well, how's it weird character? So out of all the deplorable people in X-Men and everything, you like Sick Bastard, Mr. Sick. Well, technically Sabretooth is Sick Bastard.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. But he's different. He's not out
he's
here.
He's different. He's a whole murderer.
I'm okay with that.
Of course you are.
Look, okay,
murder.
Look. What? Who hasn't killed anybody in the X-Men?
Okay. Jubilee.
You can't kill somebody with fireworks.
Yes, you can.
Look, Jubilee would never do that. But the other X-Men, they've definitely like off some people before.
Okay,
let's be
some
real.
Some people deserved it, probably.
Who?
Look, Jean's not out there killing people.
Okay. First of all, I'm not resolving her. No Phoenix Force. Nothing.
That's different.
How's that different?
That's different. That's another entity.
Oh, okay. Nope. You're right, but nope.
That's a different person.
I hate you.
It is. The Phoenix is a literal another person.
It is, and I still hate you for it.
The fact that the Phoenix had sex with Thor's dad is still funny to me to this day.
Phoenix had sex with Odin?
Yeah, the actual Phoenix, the bird.
Okay, Odin.
They fucked. And she said, don't talk to me no more. I'm gonna show you that panel. It was hilarious. She said, don't call me no more. Don't text me no more.
Damn.
Don't even act like you know me.
Not her putting the putty on Odin. Odin was like, damn, I gotta have some more of that. And Phoenix was like, no.
She literally was like, oh, no, I'm good.
You're a loser. Get your loser god penis away from me.
Look, Marvel is wild. When you start getting into some of the weird, crazy shit, Marvel is like, "What? Who wrote this?
Look. Then, okay, I get it. So, yeah, Marvel's wild, so let me have my Wolverine X Sabretooth fanfic.
I'm sure it exists.
Yikes. I'm talking about, like, an official Marvel thing.
Oh, official Marvel thing? That's not going to happen.
You know, like, Wolverine just looks longingly into Victor's eyes and is like,
why would they even have sex, though?
Because they're animals? Idiot.
Because they're animals? Wow.
Yeah, look, the carnal primal rage has taken over them, and they can't help but, you know, give in to their lust for one another. It's perfect.
If anybody's lust for each other, it's probably Wolverine and Cyclops.
Yeah, but that's typical and boring. I don't care about that. I want to see Sabretooth and Wolverine get it on, because their animosity just has to be their sexual tension.
Wow. That is like the literal, like, fandom definition of like a character being shipped together.
Yeah. Look, give me my yaoi crack ship.
That is definitely a crack ship if I've ever heard one.
Is it?
Yes. Look,
if Goku and Vegeta have like a requirement.
That is awful. That is complete trash. That is awful. Whoever decided that was a thing needs to not write ever again.
It doesn't matter if they both have wives. They have.
Lose
they
the
are,
ability to write.
What?
Lose the ability to write.
Damn.
And type.
Damn.
Just but, don't even have the ability anymore.
But what do you mean?
They don't need it if they're doing something like that.
What about the unrequited, like, you know, love between Charles and Eric?
That's cute.
Oh. So, you know what? I'm mad. I'm upset. Now I'm mad. Cause you're cool with them too, but
yeah,
but,
that's literally a relationship.
Damn, you're right.
Like they're just ex-lovers who just don't see eye to eye anymore.
Damn, I can see Magneto now and everything. I'm mad you still broke up with me, Charles. It was years ago, Eric. Don't get over it.
I can so see both of them being. I see a lot of X-Men being bisexual. Honestly,
name one bisexual X-Men.
Well, no, Iceman's actually just gay, so he don't count. Bisexual. Oh, Psylocke, she's bisexual. She's actually canon bisexual.
That's expected of her, though.
What are you trying to say? All Asians are bisexual?
No, I'm trying to say she's bisexual. Like, it makes sense for her to be bisexual.
Why does it make sense?
Because she's Psylocke.
So she's Psylocke? I need a little bit more just because she's Psylocke. Look,
psychic ninja, that's some bisexual shit. Idiot.
Psychic ninja means bisexual.
Look, name one straight psychic ninja. You can't.
There's only one psychic ninja I know. That's her.
Oh, exactly. You can't.
Wow.
You can't.
That does not mean they're bisexual because they're psychic and a ninja.
Look, psychic power shit is definitely some bisexual stuff. Ninjas are bisexual by default.
Wow. How do you figure they're just bisexual by default?
Ninja, that's a bisexual job.
What, being an assassin?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't be straight and be an assassin. Like that's just weird. You gotta do so. Because sometimes you gotta seduce men and everything in order to get the kill.
But what if you're a male?
Sometimes you gotta seduce men in order to get the kill. I just said it.
How are you just what?
Look. I'm just saying.
You are definitely on one tonight.
Look. I am providing entertainment. I don't know what you want from me.
So what, everybody's a ninja is just bisexual?
Yeah.
By default?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Naruto don't count because that's weird.
How is that? Okay, you know what? Yeah.
But who else in the X-Men is bisexual?
Oh, Storm, right there.
Okay.
Right in my face.
She's allowed to be bisexual. Like, who... Honestly, who gonna sit there tell Storm she not bisexual? I'm not.
T'Challa.
Ooh, yikes. T'Challa better sit his ass in Wakanda and stay there with that damn vibranium suit on.
Look, he ain't about that gay shit, okay? She better calm down.
And T'Challa's a loser for that.
He is. I agree. T'Challa's a very fundamentalist, traditionalist man.
Which is so unfortunate, because everybody was rallying behind T'Challa. For a time, like when Black Panther came out, you could tell a black person nothing.
Yeah, I mean the movie's still great, but it's not. We can't just negate his comic book history and the type of things he stands for, and him standing for like his woman being like bisexual.
Okay, yeah, but also like it reminds me of that one like Dr. Umar TikTok that I saw where he got to put comma BH for Bunny Hopper because that man was show loving Sue Storm.
Yo, we can't forget about that. Yeah, Sue Storm got that puffy.
I still need to know what Sue Storm got in that invisible coochie of hers to make
You'll
T'Challa, Doctor Doom, Reed Richards, and Namor go cuckoo bananas for it.
Yep.
And these are some of the four most prominent people in Marvel.
Yes, I agree. And they want that fucking
And it's probably more than everything. Because I'm shocked Tony Stark didn't go bananas for that.
Nah, he wasn't on that, really.
Tony was a loser anyway.
But yeah, Doctor Doom, that's his bitch. That's it. It don't matter if they marry or not. That is his bitch.
That is weird. That's
if you
weird.
Ask him.
Damn, not him being on Love is Blind and everything. Going, like, text Reed, like, look, I don't think y'all should be together.
Look, he like, listen, that's my bitch. I don't care what you think.
Like, yeah, she married to Reed, but she
literally, that's how he thinks. That's Dr. Doom in a nutshell.
And Namor, old cuckoo bananas ass, was like, man,
he'd be fucking her and leaving and shit.
Wait, what?
All he do is fuck her and leave. Like, he ain't like,
see, that's real.
He ain't trying to wife her up or nothing.
Damn. He's like, look, I hate humans, but you all right.
You all right.
Yeah, you good. You good. Like, girl, she's a little white woman. I don't know what you got. Look, you be making it invisible sometimes. I be seeing it, so it be all right.
It's T'Challa. That's unfortunate.
I still don't know how that happened. And I don't want to know either.
Because Sue Storm is like she's like Taylor Swift.
Ew. That's even worse.
She's like this epitome of like Americanized like conventional beauty and all that stuff.
Damn.
And conventional womanhood.
So now what? Do we gotta give Reed Richards the Travis Kelce fade?
What's that TikTok called? He got a low for what's that TikTok?
What if Reed Richards had a low taper fade? Bridges had a low taper face.
I would die laughing. I need somebody to draw that.
No, we don't.
We've
said enough like blasphemy tonight.
I need somebody to draw that for me. I need Johnny Storm to do it for him too.
Oh, Lord. You know what? No, because actually they'll do it with Johnny and the Thing.
Oh yeah.
They'll make Johnny give Thing a flat top.
Oh, okay. You got any final thoughts when we wrap up? We've been jabbering for a while now.
We have, but it's been entertaining. I think the folks will love it.
Yeah, I think they will too.
So I don't know how this Fantastic Four is going to be. I'm a little about it, but I mean, I guess. And I need Diddy to go to jail.
Yeah, for sure. Like, he could just go to jail Monday. Like, just turn himself in at this point.
He wouldn't do that.
He won't. But one can only hope.
Yeah, one can only hope.
Oh, are you ready for the Borderlands movie?
Michael.
I know you're excited about it.
Michael.
I know you're excited about
Michael,
it. I know you're so ready.
I sat here and watched you talk about that. And look, I'm suing you for defamation.
How?
For talking about Kevin Hart is my favorite comedian. That is not true.
But he is.
He's not.
He literally is.
He's literally not.
He's right there being your favorite comedian.
Okay. I hate you.
It's fine.
That's like saying Jamie Lee Curtis is your favorite actress.
She might be. I like those Activia commercials.
Damn, not the Activia commercials. That's the deep lore. Ooh, okay.
Look, we're going to go to see Borderlands together as a group, and we're going to have a good time.
Look, I don't know about all that.
What? Come on. Come on. You're pals.
What?
We're pals.
I did meet you all on Grindr. Because it's for friendship, like you said.
You're right. We did meet on Grindr.
No, we didn't. don't start telling people that.
But we do have to go see Borderlands together. It's not like I actually go see Madame Web or something.
Oh, I'd end our friendship if they told me to see that.
You know, I'm like, you know what? There's something I just can't ask my friends. That's just one of them. I will see Madame Web when it's on streaming eventually.
The funny, look, when it goes on streaming, we can watch it together.
Yes, we'll do that.
We'll do it like we did Morbius.
Morbius was a good time. I ain't know.
Here we go.
Morbius was actually good. It was a good C movie.
That. The funny thing is, I could probably watch Morbius more than I could watch Venom.
Bro.
Both of them?
Both of them. The first Venom was...
Nah, the first Venom. No. Because
I remember that scene when it was in that restaurant. That was rough.
Yeah, that was some kooky shit that wasn't great. And two was even worse.
Yeah.
Because there is... Look, I said it before. I'm going to say it again. There is no way in hell that Carnage should be in a goddamn movie and it's not rated R.
Yeah, I agree.
That is a complete misstep and everything. It's just like, we want kids to go see this movie. Why are kids looking at a movie about Carnage, one of the most dangerous symbiotes and one of Spider-Man's most heinous enemies ever, whose host is a literal serial killer?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, that didn't go right.
Like, he might as well be the Joker and everything if the Joker was crazy and had like a symbiote on him.
That don't need to ever happen.
Somebody gonna do it. They're gonna be like, man, what if the Joker had a symbiote?
He don't need a symbiote. That's something he does not need.
Yeah, I feel like the symbiote would go crazy if it was old Joker and be like, all right, I gotta get off this dude.
I mean, aren't you excited for Venom 3, though, to come out this year?
What?
Venom 3.
Uh-huh.
The third Venom movie?
There's a third one?
Yeah.
No.
It's coming out this year. But it's your boy Venom. You love Venom.
I love Venom. I don't love this version of Venom.
Well, it's the same one you've always known and loved.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not. It's not.
You got Tom Hardy there.
I don't care about no damn Tom Hardy.
Maybe that's for me.
It is for you and the other like straight women and other gay men who like Tom Hardy, because I don't care. He can have all the lips that he wants.
That is a selling point.
I look.
But Venom as a movie is kind of like hit or miss.
Look, you want me to be excited about a Venom? Give me Marvel Spider-Man 2 Venom.
Just
give me
buy
that.
The game.
Okay.
When it's on sale. It's sure going to be on sale this year.
You know what? You're right. And then I'm only going to get to the part where I get to play as Venom. God, and I'm gonna play that. I'll be like, damn, the game's over. Oh now, this is great.
So annoying. Oh, my God. Just play the whole game.
Or
I can. Ronda Rousey is right there.
Okay.
Wow. I should be anti-black now, too.
Oh, how am I anti-black and I like Venom?
Stupid. All right. It's time
for us
to go.
Wow. Okay.
To wrap up.
Okay.
I ruined it? Yes.
You won't let me support a strong black symbiote.
All right, okay, all right, I'm out.
All right, y'all, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.